It is Upper Soda Valley's best team ever in high school football. An opportunity for Upper to share the Northwest Central Conference Championship, an opportunity for Fort Loramie after the win over Lehman last week to also share the conference title with Lehman. So much at stake. It's a terrific night for football. It should be a dynamite game, much like a year ago when we traveled to McGuffey.
Yeah, we did.
And saw Fort Loramie pull out a 16-12 thriller. Similar game tonight, we anticipate.
Well, it's a good night to be inside calling the game, I'll tell you that. That wind is raw, and it's going to affect the throwing a little bit. And I know that Upper Scioto throws it a little bit more than Loramie does. But it's going to be a factor tonight. It's the first real night that has been cold, and you know that's going to be something that the kids are going to have to make an adjustment on. But I'll tell you right now, Loramie, the last two games that we've seen and the one I saw last week against Lehman, their defense is unbelievable. 27 total yards they gave up against the Cavaliers last week, which we thought was an incredibly talented offensive football team.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, we saw Fort Loramie's defensive line in Ridgemont's offensive backfield play after play after play. Didn't think Fort Loramie could duplicate that against Lehman Catholic, and virtually did it.
Yeah.
And shut out the Cavaliers 20-0. I had an opportunity to speak with a few Lehman people midweek, and they couldn't recall the last time when Lehman Catholic was blanked in a high school football game.
Well, they've been so good through the recent years that I don't remember the last time they got shut out.
Fort Loramie's offense, despite injuries, has really come to life. This offensive unit, led by Austin Siegel, who runs the show at quarterback, is developing. It is a fine unit now, despite the loss of Connor Mesher, despite the loss of Cody Gasson, other injuries as well. Well, Daniel Burning has been a monster linebacker and a running back.
He has. He was player of the game last week for Fort Loramie. And someone else who we didn't talk enough about, I don't think, last week was Jake Ward. That kid, he gets into the line, and he does a spin, and he is outstanding.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that the Redskins would be able to replace Carter Mesher, but I tell you, head coach Whit Parks finds a way, doesn't he? 0-4 last year, won 6 in a row, made the playoffs, 0-4 this year, and he's on the verge of winning 6 in a row again. He's got to beat a very tough Upper team tonight that's led by a great running back, Austin Sloan, a senior, averaging 12 yards per carry.
That's impressive. Yeah. But you know, I'm anxious to see if Loramie is going to be able to do what they've done the last couple of weeks defensively, because they have been unbelievable.
Well, Loramie is a team that has risen to the occasion the second half of the last two seasons. And in Austin Sloan, an outstanding running back for Upper Soda Valley, you've got to stay in your lanes. You've got to keep him in the middle of the field. He can break it on you from anywhere on the gridiron. And he ran wild against Fort Loramie the first 16-17 minutes of that game at Upper Soda Valley last year. And then the Redskins found a way. The formula on defense was just right. Adjustments were made at the intermission during the halftime. And Sloan was bottled up the third and fourth quarters.
Well, for his size, I mean, he's 5'10", 163 pounds. And you're thinking speed, which he has. But he also is strong. I mean, he can run between the tackles. And the key to that is keeping those legs moving. He's an outstanding running back.
Fort Loramie will have to keep its eyes on Jason Moots, a junior quarterback who has rushed the football this year for about 500 yards. He's thrown it for 900. So they do have some balance in the offensive attack. Moots played against Fort Loramie up at Upper Soda Valley a year ago. And if the ball doesn't go to Sloan on the dive, it may be fed on the play to Chase Rose. He is a strong running back as well, 6'3", 190. A lot of seniors on this Upper Soda Valley team, a roster of less than 30, but it is experience-laden.
Yeah, there's a lot of seniors there, and a lot of underclassmen, too, a lot of sophomores and freshmen. So, I mean, it's a good balance. Looking forward to seeing them. I know last year it was a heck of a football game, and I'm assuming that tonight's going to be the same.
Heroes last week offensively for Fort Loramie. How about Darren Turner at split end? He made a circus catch to record an initial touchdown for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he was outstanding, and like I said, I probably could have given 15 Clancy's players of the game. But yeah, he was not only outstanding offensively, he had a great game defensively also. He did a nice job of shutting down the receivers for Lehman.
Austin Siegel, a very good run for a score. He has really matured as an offensive leader on this team.
He has, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm impressed with is he doesn't throw it a lot, but he's very accurate when he throws it.
Yep.
And they run that little down the seam and down the, it's an outstanding play, and it's open every time. He overshot it one time and hit it the second time.
Something's got to give tonight. Head coach Josh Spencer of Upper Soda Valley says it is his best team without question. It's a club that was 4-6 a year ago, 4-6 the previous year. I should say 6-4 last year, 4-6 the two previous years, 1-9 in Coach Spencer's first season. But it's a team that has an opportunity to go 7-3 this year and share the Northwest Central Conference crown. Upper Soda Valley in high school football has never won the league title, whether it was the old Northwest Conference or the NWCC. So they'd also like to get in the playoffs for the first time, too.
Well, that's exciting for the kids and the fans and the coaching staff. I mean, that's what you start the season. I know you always talk about league and you talk about one game at a time, but I guarantee you that they're thinking playoffs, especially mm-hmm. with the kind of talent they had coming back this year.
A crowd is filing in. It's very chilly outside. A wind of full 15 miles per hour, at least from the northwest, has kept the crowd down to this point, although I'm sure we'll see some latecomers right at kickoff.
Hot chocolate night, what this is.
Oh, absolutely. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus in on Primary Eye Care at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And three Rushi sponsors, or I should say two sponsors from the community of Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We give shout-outs to them. Those two companies joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com during the football season last year. And a lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum from Rushi. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time, high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. And from Fort Loramie, these sponsors, who are on the air with us during Fort Loramie games, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, we'll hear from the two head coaches in just a couple of minutes. Whit Parks, the head coach of Fort Loramie in his second year, Josh Spencer, head coach of Upper Soda Valley in year number 5. Upper Soda Valley, Chuck, called the Rams, and you want to know why? R-A-M, Roundhead, Alger, and McGuffey.
I think we went over that last time. Yeah.
The three communities comprising much of that school district at Upper Soda Valley. The Redskins and the Rams, the two head coaches on next. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Upper Scioto Valley. Redskins began the year losing right here at home to Minster in overtime. 26-20, could easily have won that game. A failed extra point in the last minute forced overtime, and Minster took it by six. In week two, Fort Loramie lost at Fort Recovery 32-0, was beaten at Bluffton 14-0, lost to Riverside 19-14 on the road. Fort Loramie committed five turnovers in that game. And after four games and four losses, Fort Loramie was injury battered and had lost two fine two-way players, both Cody Gasson and Carter Mesher, gone for the year after the first four contests. And then it was must-win week after must-win week for Fort Loramie. A win at Hardin Northern, 55-22. A victory over Waynesfield Goshen, 39-0. We covered the game here against Ridgemont. The Redskins won it 61-12. And last week, a 20-0 win over Lehman Catholic. And head coach Whit Parks said his players knew it was a must victory.
We knew it was a must-win. Our kids knew that. Coaching staff knew that. I mean, we're all here all together, and we know what's going on, you know. So we knew we had to really get ready to play a game, and credit our players and coaching staff. I mean, everybody just had great focus and great energy, and we just were determined to go get a victory, and it worked out our way.
Talk first about the offensive and defensive lines, outstanding all season long, just as they were against Lehman Catholic.
Yeah, they've been playing good football all year long. We've had early on had the injuries, and we had to readjust some people in other positions and everything. But our defensive front and offensive front have been playing well all season long. So they needed to last week, and they're going to need to here in the next 2 weeks.
Now, your defensive front was in the backfield of Ridgemont the week before. Same thing against Lehman Catholic, and you're right. You've got to disrupt Upper Soda Valley in that big game tonight. Daniel Burning, phenomenal performances by him. They continue both sides of the ball week after week.
Well, he really is an outstanding football player. He just keeps making big plays for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got three interceptions. I mean, he's our leading tackler. He's our leading rusher. I mean, you know, since we moved him over to the offensive side. So he's becoming quite a football player, and we're going to need all of him tonight.
How about Darren Turner? Goes up and makes a big catch against Lehman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Darren made two huge catches for us, two big dong catches for us. And he's got good hands. We haven't always been able to get the ball to him all year long. You know, the quarterback's got to read who's open and essence. But we threw it down there to him, and he went up and got it.
Speaking of your quarterback, Austin Siegel continues to grow at that position.
He's getting better and better. Decision-making is getting better. I was really happy to see him this week pull the ball down and run it. Ran one in for a touchdown, another one for a big first down. And mm-hmm. So, you know, he missed most of the football season last year. So he's still a young quarterback, really, but he's getting better each week.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, before tonight's game against Upper Scioto Valley. Now, this is a team, Upper Scioto, that you beat last year, 16-12 on the road. Kicking game was a big difference in that contest. They missed their two conversions. You made one, got a big field goal in that game, as I recall. Who knows? It should be another close game tonight.
Well, I think it will. That was about as hard a fought game as we had a year ago, and, and we're expecting the same this week. They have a lot of good senior football players who have been around a while, and they're big and strong and talented. You know, they've got good speed, and they just have a lot of talent. So this is going to be quite a football game, and we're gearing up for that.
Hey, this running back Sloan can really scoot.
Well, he's a big play guy. I mean, if you don't tackle him and keep him contained, he's going to beat you. And, you know, I don't know how you simulate that in practice. That's really difficult. But, you know, we're just hopefully by scheme and running to the football and everybody playing hard and tackling well will be real important in
and
this game.
Staying in your lanes as well. You bottled up Sloan in that game a year ago over the last two and a half to three quarters.
Yeah, he hurt us on two big runs early in the game.
Yeah.
And we made some adjustments, and the kids did a good job of like you said, getting in their lanes and running to the football. But that'll be vital tonight.
Yeah, here you are in week nine, preparing for the last 2 weeks of the season, 4-4, just like a year ago. Any talk about replicating 6-4 of a year ago and advancing into the playoffs, hopefully? Keep your fingers crossed.
Well, we have been. You know, we told them last week before the Lehman game that we have three championship games to play in the next 3 weeks, and we've taken care of one of them. Now we have two more to go. So we're going to have to rise up each of these weeks and play our best and you know, maybe the best team win. Because this is going to be some real battles.
Biggest area of improvement you need to make in the last 2 weeks of the year?
I would still like to see us. We had two turnovers last week. Mm-hmm. We fumbled twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to do that tonight. No. I'd still like to see us be able to run the ball a little bit better. I didn't think we converted on enough first downs last week, and we need to do that.
Oh, turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. When the weather changes and it gets a little bit chilly, mistakes can happen. Balls get on the ground. And it could be one of those errors tonight, which helps turn this game around, Chuck. You never know.
They turned it over a couple times, like you said last week, but they weren't costly.
Right.
So, but you can't continue to do that and expect the same results.
Mm-hmm. Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie has done a tremendous job in year number two, and he's got the Redskins on the cusp of the playoffs again, despite going 0-4 two successive seasons. Well, it's been playoff game after playoff game as well for Upper Scioto Valley the second half of the year. A huge win on October 7th for the Rams against Riverside, 36-21. A rout of Hardin Northern last week, 64-20, to make Upper Scioto Valley 5-3 on the season. And as we alluded earlier, it's head coach Josh Spencer's best team in five seasons. 6-4 a year ago, 5-3 right now, an opportunity to go 7-3 with two more victories and get a share of the Northwest Central Conference Championship, and for the first time ever vault the Rams into the postseason. And we talked with Coach Spencer yesterday at the high school in McGuffey, and he said it has been an excellent year. Everybody's pitched in and made it a big team effort.
It's taken a lot of work in the weight room and, you know, just changing the mindset of the kids. You know, we were a real spread passing team, and you know, we still work out of the spread, but our mentality is to run the ball now. And you know, starting off at 1-9, a couple years of 4-6 back to back, and then 6-4 last year, and just making the playoffs. We didn't lose a lot off of last year's team, brought a lot of really nice players back, so we're excited about this year.
It's a senior laden team. Austin Sloan, 5'10", 165, a 12th grader, outstanding ball carrier for you. He runs the dive extremely well. Once he gets into space, look out. It's see you later.
Yeah, once he breaks the line of scrimmage and gets past the linebackers, he rarely gets caught. You know, he's got elite speed. He's not just a speed back, though. He's not a big kid, but extremely strong for his size, works hard in the weight room, and just an all-around great kid.
It might have been a little nicked up early in the year, 100% now.
Yeah, he's there. You know, we were able to limit his carries last week against Hardin Northern. He only carried the ball four times, had 90 yards rushing on those four carries, and also returned a kickoff for a touchdown. So we didn't have to play him in the second half, and you know, that helped him. You know, going to help him recover for this week.
Jason Moots, a signal caller for you, a junior, played last year against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he did. You know, we're really excited about what Jason's done this year. We challenged him in the offseason and his leadership at the quarterback position, and he's really stepped it up, has some nice numbers in rushing as well as passing. And, you know, we're really excited about the versatility he gives us at quarterback.
And if the football doesn't go to Sloan, if Moots doesn't keep it, who might get it then?
You got to look out for Chase Rose. You know, he's a real nice runner, real nice receiver. We like to get him the ball on the edge and the jet sweeps, catches the ball great, you know, has quite a few touchdowns, had a great game early in the season against Indian Lake, caught 14 passes for almost 200 yards. So, you know, he's very, again, another versatile kid that can catch the ball and run the ball. And, you know, he just opens the offense up for Austin and for Jason running those dives.
And you do keep the defenses honest. You throw it some. Moots has completed passes for more than 400 yards this year.
Yeah, he has. You know, he's actually had a really nice season throwing the ball. You know, we're not a one-dimensional team. We can run it. We can throw it. And, you know, his decision-making is so much better. He's stronger this year. Getting a year of playing quarterback as a sophomore under his belt has really helped him blossom this year.
Josh Spencer, our guest head coach of Upper Scioto Valley, before tonight's game between Upper Scioto and Fort Loramie. Nine young men go both ways in Division VII programs. That's often the case, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, we've got nine seniors on the team, and, you know, we challenge those guys at the beginning of the year with their conditioning and their mindset about playing both ways, and they've done a really nice job. We, you know, probably dress about 26 kids tonight, so, you know, those guys are going to have to do it for us and get the job done, and they know what's on the line tonight, and I think you're going to see everything they've got.
Solid place kicking has been a premium in the Upper Miami Valley this year. A lot of teams going for two. Upper Scioto Valley, no exception. Oftentimes you'll throw or run for 2 points after the touchdown.
Yeah, we do. You know, we struggle in the kicking game. You know, we've been working on it, and, you know, it just hasn't happened for us this year. So we've decided just to keep the offense on the field. You know, we've run some power formations, and we may just run our normal offensive set, but those are extremely important. So it's going to be really key for us to execute on those conversions.
Talk about conversions. You scored two touchdowns last year against Fort Loramie. Loramie was successful in kicking after one TD, got a field goal. That was the margin of difference. It could be a very close game again tonight.
Yeah, 16-12, you know, you don't stop thinking about that from last year. You know, we hit those two conversions, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
That's
right.
Why they're so important. And, you know, we preach that on both sides of the ball. If we give up a touchdown, we've got to keep our kids motivated to play really hard on that conversion attempt, because it's points off the board if we can be successful. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Fort Loramie's had its share of injuries. What strikes fear in you most about this Redskins team here in 2016?
They're just a really physical, power-running football team.
Yeah.
They want to run the ball. You know, actually watching them, they do throw the ball a little bit more than they did last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're a little more versatile. But if they're being successful running the ball, that's what you're going to get a heavy dose of all night.
Head coach Josh Spencer of Upper Scioto Valley. Playing in the national anthem has just begun here at Fort Loramie. Kickoff in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee, seconds away from the opening kick to start the game, Fort Loramie versus Upper Scioto Valley. This is one of several big games in this region of Division 7 tonight. Miami East plays at Troy Christian, and Troy Christian is the number two team in the region behind Covington. Troy Christian could slide. It must beat Miami East tonight. Covington a lock in the number one spot with two very winnable games the last 2 weeks of the season. Ada plays Delphus Jefferson tonight. Ada's in the third slot in the region right now. Delphus Jefferson, no slouch at all. Ada could very well lose that contest this evening. Other big games tonight. Cincinnati Hillcrest plays Tri-Village. Fort Loramie and Upper Scioto Valley here. Minster in D5, Chuck's got an important game against the Versailles Tigers. How about that?
This is a big game. I tell you, Minster has really turned it around.
Minster D7, Versailles D5. That contest will impact both of those divisions. Line of the Rams, who try to reverse field, run it to this side of the gridiron. And it is Chase Rose being pursued to the boundary and out of bounds at the 33. He brought it back about 14 yards or so. First and 10 for the Rams at their own 34-yard line. I think that's where the ball is going to be spotted. The names you'll hear most often tonight for the Rams, Austin Sloan is the running back. Jason Boots, the quarterback. Chase Rose in the slot. Fort Loramie's defense blanked Lehman Catholic a week ago. A tall order this evening against this high-powered Rams team. And the snap from center to start the game trickles back to the quarterback, Moots. We've got a pre-snap foul motion up front against Upper Scioto.
They have everybody moved except the center. I saw something last week on the opening kickoff I've never seen in my life. There was a fumble, but the officials couldn't decide whether the ground caused it or if it was a real fumble, and they re-kicked.
I heard about that.
re-kicked it, and I went, I guess they couldn't go to replay, but I didn't. The only thing I didn't understand is why they didn't put the 12 minutes back up on the clock and restart the game.
Can you imagine if they did something like that on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the National Football League?
Well, these guys were almost as good as some of the NFL officials.
I like it. Well, we've got a timeout in Upper Scioto Valley, which is confused offensively here at the start of the game. And the Rams take a break. We have not had a play from scrimmage. Scoreboard clock has 10 seconds off of it, even though that was a pre-snap foul to start the game.
Right, kickoff.
You're right. Help me, Chuck.
Yeah. You've been off. You're on vacation.
I wasn't here last week. Timeout on the field. No score. 10 seconds gone. First quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971.
M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, one of our underwriting sponsors. Here is a line plunge right up the gut by Upper Scioto Valley on the first play from scrimmage to start the game. And what little hole there was, the Redskins plug it up at the point of attack right on the 27-yard line. And I think they actually gave the ball carrier for Upper Scioto a loss of a yard and a half.
Good penetration by Fort Loramie. We've seen that all year long from the Redskins' defensive front. It has been stout. So it's second down, about 16 and a half yards to go for the Rams. Snap back to Moots, and it's given off on the play to Sloan. It's a dive outside left tackle. He's got a little avenue, and then he's hit solidly at about the 31 and pushed backward. By mistake, it wasn't Sloan. It went to Rose as the Rams tried to pull a fast one on that play. Second and long. Rose got back about three or four. It is third down and a dozen for the Rams. Line of scrimmage just over the upper Soda 30-yard line. Receivers flank left and right. Quarterback is a junior, Jason Moots. Chase Rose, 6'3", 190, a senior in the slot. Here's a screen pass by Moots. He lofts it over the Fort Loramie defensive lineman, and it falls harmlessly incomplete at the 30-yard line.
That was set up pretty well, and I think Loramie got a break that the pass was over his head.
I got you, Chuck. Yes, if it's on target to Trey Freetag. Freetag, a wingback who also punts for this Rams team. Had it been on the money, Freetag had an escort of blockers down the far sideline. Freetag boots, high kick on 4th and 12, and it's against the wind. Fort Loramie comes up and fair catches right at the 40. Darren Turner with sure hands snatched it. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Good field position on the initial exchange of this game.
Well, that was a good start defensively for the Redskins.
Yep. But to your right, Freetag was available. It was a pretty well set up play by Upper Soda Valley on third and long. The quarterback Moots just missed his man. 1st and 10 Redskins. Austin Siegel calling signals. He won't always get the direct snap, however. And here's a run right up the gut. The Rams are fooled. Fort Loramie blasts it. It's a big one. Going for 20 across the 45 to the 40 of Upper Soda Valley. Burning had a big cavity develop right in front. Fort Loramie's offensive line just parted the waters, and then Burning zipped right through it, giving 21 officially to the 39 of Upper Soda Valley.
Well, this is an offensive line that's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Siegel sends a man in motion, and it's given on the play to Ward on the sweep around the corner. He's got 2 or 3 yards, then he's drilled chest high at about the 36. Give him 3, second down and 7 for Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes, 20 seconds, no score. The Rams had 3 plays punted. Fort Loramie's produced 1 first down. Second down coming, 36-yard line of Upper Soda Valley. Yeah, this Redskins offensive line has been terrific all year long. Here's a sleight of hand play at the line of scrimmage. A little confusion. 2 or 3 backs converge with Siegel. Don't know who wound up with the football, Chuck. It's a short gain. Diagnosed nicely with the Rams at the 35. And it's going to be third down and about 4.5 to go for a first down.
I think that was Burning again. And when he started towards the line, he slipped a little bit. So he couldn't hit the hole with timing.
Good play up front by defensive end Isaac Smith of Upper Soda Valley. Deep drop by Siegel on 3rd and more than 5. Shoots it to the near sideline, outside the hash mark. It's caught at the 23-yard line. Good run after catch by Burning down inside the 15. How about that? Feature back Daniel Burning ran a route, and he was unguarded. He hauled it in from Siegel. And as you mentioned, Chuck, in the pregame, the Redskins throw it very seldom. But when Fort Loramie does go up top, here over the last 4 or 5 weeks, Austin Siegel has been very accurate.
He's throwing the ball well. They're running good routes. And the line gave him all the time in the world to let that develop.
1st and 10 Redskins, 13-yard line of the Rams. Here's a handoff left tackle. Good running play. Fine blocking at the point of attack. Fort Loramie plowing down to the end zone. And it's a touchdown. Daniel Burning, outside left tackle, had a slither of an opening. He charged right through it, met resistance down inside the 5, but carried a player with him, and a formidable run by Burning from, what, about 13 yards away, Chuck?
15.
15-yard dash by Burning, who caught the pass to set it up, and the Redskins strike quickly in less than 4 minutes and lead it 6-0.
61 yards on five plays.
Didn't take long, did it?
I can't do that most of the time, but early in the game I can figure it out.
C.J. building on for the point after for Fort Loramie.
This has been an adventure.
Extra point kicks in the upper Miami Valley. Good ones have been hard to come by this year. This boot by Billing, fairly low, but it is right in the middle. It's good. 7-0 Redskins, who jump out on top over upper side of the valley with 8:16 left in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Kickoff by Fort Loramie. It is a fairly low boot. It sails down to the 16-yard line, returned by the Rams up over the 30 to the 33. And Chase Rose is gang tackled right there. First and 10, Upper Soda Valley at the Rams 33. Chuck, as you noted during the commercial break, given that Upper Soda Valley goes for two all the time, that one extra point after the Fort Loramie touchdown is even more critical.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And, I mean, you know, maybe Loramie's going to throw another shutout, so it won't make any difference. But
first and 10 Rams at their own 31, nearly 4 minutes gone. Here's Moots in the offensive backfield. Delayed handoff on the play to Sloan. He's dragged down at the 34, gained one, and that's it. Redskins defensive line knifing through Frank Meyer on the tackle. Second down and 9 for Upper Soda Valley. Attired in the road white from top to bottom, black headgear, red numbers outlined in black. Fort Loramie wearing black from head to toe. Red numbers trimmed in white. Second down, 9 for the Rams. Moots in the spread, takes the snap, quickly throws a slant to a receiver in the flat. He's got it, breaks a tackle, breaks another. And look at him go, right down the middle of the field between the hash marks, all the way toward the end zone. And it's going to be a touchdown. Wow.
There's that little flanker screen, and boy, once he caught it, the two people missed tackles, and he was gone.
Wayne Lowry, 6'2", 190, snatched that ball. Oh, about even with the line of scrimmage. And there was a bit of a crease. He made a couple men miss. And once he got beyond the linebackers, Chuck, it was see you later all the way to the house. Lowry, just a sophomore, played some last year as a freshman against Fort Loramie. And we talked about the quick strike ability of this Upper Soda Valley team, and we have seen it. 7-6, Fort Loramie by 1. Rams go for 2. Pitch out sweep, right end. Redskins try to clog it up in the offensive backfield and do. Tackled short of the end zone, but 2.5 yards is Sloan, and Upper Soda Valley does not make it. Redskins still lead 7-6, 7:19 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Nice catch in traffic by Wayne Lowry of Upper Soda Valley. An even better run after the catch. He's a big young man, 6'2", 190.
Good speed.
Yeah, excellent speed. And he took it right down the middle of the field, got the ball, hash mark this side of the gridiron, about even with the line of scrimmage. And he got a block or two, shed one tackler, and Fort Laramie had nobody back deep. They missed Lowry, had a chance to nail him around the line of scrimmage. And once he got beyond the LBs, he was long gone. Two-point try on the points after for Upper Soda Valley failed. Redskins still lead 7-6, and Fort Laramie knees down the kickoff. It's bobbled at the 25, and that's where Fort Laramie starts first down, 10 yards to go.
Well, that kickoff was into a pretty stiff wind, and so I think it came up a little shorter than the return man thought it was going to.
That's exactly what happened. Here is the snap back directly to, I think, Burning, not Siegel. Burning caught it. Dive up the middle. He is tumbled to the ground at the 26. As he sniffed out a yard, that's it. Second down and 9 for the Redskins. Well, already, Chuck, in just a few minutes of this game tonight, Fort Laramie has given up more points than a week ago against Lehman, which the Redskins shut out.
Right.
And we have an official on this side of the field signaling that Fort Laramie wants a timeout. We've had a lot of interruptions in the start of this game, including a couple TDs already. 6:46 to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie 7, Upper Soda Valley 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
As we return to action, stubborn defensive stand here by the Rams, who knocked Burning off his wheels after he picked up maybe a half a yard on second and 9. So it's now third and nearly 9 to go for a first down for the Redskins. We played half the first quarter, 7-6, Fort Laramie up a point. Redskins struck first, and then as Chuck noted, it was a flanker screen for Upper Soda Valley. They got the Rams a quick 6. Lowry on the receiving end from Moots. Here's a sweep around left end by Fort Laramie on third and long. It's Ward out on the edge trying to turn the corner. He's ridden out of bounds up over the 30 in the vicinity of the 33 or 4. He is a yard or two shy of the first down post.
Yeah, it looked like he probably should have turned that up that time instead of trying to get around the corner.
Yep, he did not make it, and Fort Laramie is forced to kick it away. Darren Turner back in punt formation inside his 20 as the Rams hold and force the kick. Turner with the wind decides to kick it very low, and the deep man for Upper Soda inside the 35 lets it bound in front of him at the 37. And the ball takes an enormous hop and skips over him down inside the 20, rolling to a stop at about the 17.
Not going to get any style points for that, but it sure was effective.
Sure was.
one thing I've noticed already, Chuck, from this Upper Soda Valley offense is the fact that this team's got weapons in addition to Sloan. And head coach Josh Spencer and his staff knew that Fort Loramie would be spying on Austin Sloan. And we've seen an attempted screen to free tag, the touchdown pass to the flanker Lowry. We've seen Rose run the ball. Yes, Sloan has touched it, but this team is balanced. Here's a pitch by Moots on first and 10 down the left side of the field in front of the Rams bench. It's no good, overshot on the play, but a flag flies in very late.
Well, there might have been a little contact. I think they're going to call illegal contact, not pass interference, I hope.
Yep, let's see what the mechanics from the official indicate to us. A push-off against Fort Loramie in the secondary, 15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
That ball was at least 20 yards over his head. That's an easy call to make if you're on the opposing team sideline and you're throwing the flag in front of them.
That's a good point. 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. First and 10 now, Rams at the 32 of Upper Souda Valley. 7-6, Fort Loramie up a point. Snap back to Moots, fakes the inside handoff, fires a bullet left sideline. Yes, it's caught at the 39, and racing free down the sideline goes Rose, I believe, across the 50. Oh, boy, he's out in front of everybody. Loramie in hot pursuit. They can't reel him in. He's gone for the score. Wow, Chase Rose, the 6'3", 190-pound slot man, took that rifle-like throw from Moots, made one man miss. And this Rams team is blessed with size on the perimeter and good speed in addition to Austin Sloan in the offensive backfield.
Well, that was, again, something that we haven't seen Loramie do the last couple of weeks. They have missed tackles on both those long touchdowns. They scored on 67 and 68-yard passes now.
Wow. Two-point conversion for the Rams, and we've got a whistle, illegal procedure against Upper Soda Valley before the snap. 12-7, Upper Soda Valley leads. And the message to Fort Loramie's offense, Chuck, is hang on to the football, run minutes off the clock. And Fort Loramie turned it over quickly, three and out, last offensive set. And the Rams dropped a six-pointer on him again, just like that.
135 passing yards on two completions.
And now the Rams, outside the five, will try to convert the two-point conversion. Ball is placed down far hash. One receiver split wide right, and that is Wayne Lowry, flanked about 15 yards. And would you believe another five-yard penalty against Upper Soda Valley? But given the way this offensive group throws the ball around, Chuck, I don't know that a five-yard penalty on a two-point conversion makes a whole lot of difference to them.
Well, now they got a score from the 12.
Just over five to play in the first quarter. It's been an exciting first 7 minutes. Fort Loramie tallied the first TD of the game, Upper Soda Valley, with two very hasty scores to go up 12-7, two-point conversion try from the 12. Moot steps back. It's a long fade, right corner of the end zone. Oh, my, it's a tremendous catch. Wow, what an effort by Lowry, who went up way in the air, up over the defensive back of Fort Loramie, and he made a fingertip grab 8 yards deep in the end zone. I said Lowry, it may have been Rose, who scored on the touchdown just previous to this two-point conversion. Boy, that was a fine reception by Rose. One-on-one coverage. Mooch just threw it up. He knew Rose could go get it, and he did. 5:15 to go. First quarter, Rams lead the Redskins 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Kicking off is Upper Soda Valley, which has scored twice in the span of a couple minutes.
to lead this game 14-7. Here's a good kickoff return underway by Fort Loramie from the 22-yard line. Back out over the 35 to near the 40. Good effort by Jake Ward of the Redskins. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Inside its own 40-yard line. And you're right, Chuck. Upper Soda Valley defensively ganged up on burning that last offensive series for Fort Loramie. Redskins may have to try and keep them honest and throw the ball at least a little bit. Austin Siegel at quarterback. Running play for Loramie. Spin move in the offensive backfield. No gain. Daniel Burning clutched it. Was twisted around just beyond the line of scrimmage. Give him a half yard on the play at the 40.
He's lost his footing twice now running the football on a direct snap.
4:45 to go and counting. First quarter. 14-7. Upper Soda Valley leads. A lot on the line, obviously, here tonight. The winner of this game this evening with a victory next week makes the playoffs. Rolling left is Siegel, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He is on the numbers this side of the gridiron, being pursued, loses his footing, and then he's decked. It's a sack way back at the 35, a loss of five on the play, third and 15 for the Redskins. And Upper Soda Valley, Chuck, which didn't look sharp defensively in its first series, has looked much better the last two times on defense when Fort Loramie's had the ball.
Well, you get some adjustments made.
Redskins need 15 for a first down. Oh, here's a forward shovel pass in the offensive backfield after the fake handoff by Siegel. And Upper Soda smells it out beautifully right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Defensive tackle Peyton Dyer had help from Dakota Dunafin. They were not fooled at all. As they lassoed the receiver for Fort Loramie on that little forward shovel pass in the offensive backfield. Here's the punt by the Redskins on one bounce down inside the 40-yard line. And it's taken there by the deep man for the Rams, who'd signaled for a fair catch while receiving the ball in one hop.
I don't think you can do that.
And the flag flies.
I'm going to say I don't think you can do that. I'm not sure I ever saw anybody do that.
I was about ready to say I've never seen that happen before. I've seen a fair catch signaled.
Well, they just waved it off.
And the return man then ran away from it at the last second. Yeah. And the referees conference and said there is no flag after all. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rams have the football inside their own 30, leading 14-7 over Fort Loramie. The quarterback, Jason Moots, a junior, 6 yards behind the line with Austin Sloan, who's dealt the ball. Sloan on a dive between left tackle and guard. He surges up ahead to the 34, 35. He's got 6, maybe 7. Second down coming for the Rams. Nate Plyman for Fort Loramie stood up Sloan on the hit. Boy, Upper Soda Valley, Chuck, with two great statements. Fine responses to Fort Loramie's game-opening score.
Yep, and they've turned it around on the other side of the ball, too.
Uh-huh. Man in motion across the formation. Uh-oh, snap back to Moots. It looked like the ball bounced off his shin, rolled to the turf, and he dropped on it immediately to save a catastrophe. Fort Loramie was in on Moots right now. Recovery, though, by the quarterback of the Rams, and that sets up a third and more than 8 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 30 of Upper Soda Valley. 2:19 to go, first quarter. 14-7, Rams lead the Redskins. Passing situation. Moots fakes the inside handoff. Then he does deal it to Sloan. And Sloan has it ripped away from him. It's on the turf. Recovery by Fort Loramie. Inside the 25-yard line. Frank Meyer jumped on the football. A near fumble on the previous play for Upper Soda, which does cough it up on that one. And the Redskins now try to take advantage of the takeaway. 2:06 to go, opening period. Big turn of events right here. Yep, Upper Soda Valley had a promising drive start with a 7-yard run by Sloan, and then backwards they went, and then a fumble. Outside right tackle, Fort Laramie running well, down inside the 15, burning chugs to the 12. He's got a first down outside the 10-yard line. Good hard-nosed run by Burning. Ball right in the middle of the field. 2 minutes even to go in the first period. Redskins trying to get 6 and then not the game with the PAT. Fort Laramie lining up in a tight offensive set. 3 backs in the offensive backfield. Direct snap on the play to Burning, who carries. He lugs it outside right tackle, swerves to about the 8 or 9. He picked up 3 minimum, maybe 3.5. Second down and 6.5 or 7 to go for a first down, which Fort Laramie can get down around the 2.
Yeah, they need to put it in the end zone here.
Not a goal-to-go situation. Second down. About 7 for a first down. 9-yard line of Upper Soda Valley. Snap back to Burning. Burning takes it, tries to cut around right end. He's got the edge. He knifes his way down inside the 5, lunges to maybe the 2, possibly the 1. He's got the first down. Goal to go it is now for Fort Laramie.
Well, they got the corner turn that time, and that's what got him the first down. That kid runs so hard.
Doesn't he, though? He picked those legs up and lays them right down. Very swift pace. Strong young man. Good combination of skills for the linebacking position as well. Burning again, right guard. And he plows to the goal line. He's got it. Touchdown. Daniel Burning has registered 2 scores in this game for Fort Laramie. He notched 1 touchdown last week against Layman Catholic. Siegel and Turner got the other 2. And now Fort Laramie has cut the Rams' lead to 14-13. And Billing on for the game-tying PAT. He's now tying up his laces back at the 15-yard line. Oh, boy, the kicking game in the Upper Miami Valley this year has been
spotty.
It's been spotty, and as a result, the points after scores have been more important than ever before in a high school season in quite some time. Here's the snap back. It's a good one. Ball is put on the ground. The placement by Billing is good. Fort Laramie fans cheering him on, as are the Redskin players on the near sideline. And this contest is tied up. Well, a lot of folks figured a tight game, but a fairly low-scoring game like last year at McGuffey. But so far, it's dead even, but 4 touchdowns in less than a quarter. 53 seconds remaining in the first. 14-14 game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. 14-14 deadlock. Last minute opening period kickoff by the Redskins. It's looped down to about the 18-yard line by Scholes. Here's the run back up the middle by Rose. He meets a wall at the 30, tries to sprint to the outside. He's shoved to the boundary in the area of the 28-yard line. Good coverage by the Redskins.
He doesn't have a lot of acceleration when he catches the ball. It's almost like he's tiptoeing, looking for a place to go. He just needs to bust it up there.
Yeah, he took a slow stride on that return.
And that's the third time he's done that on a return.
But he's also got a fine touchdown reception and then a
No, I'm not critiquing him. He's still faster than me when he's walking.
Exactly. Here is the inside handoff on the play to Sloan on first and 10. He breaks one tackle and scoots for four or five more. He's got a net six on the play out to the 34-yard line. Good run by Sloan. Nearly brought down around the line of scrimmage. Upper Soda Valley has a touchdown by Lowry, a touchdown by Rose, a two points after reception by Rose, accounting for the 14 so far for the Rams. Last play, opening quarter coming up. 13 seconds to go. Second down, 5. Snap to Moots. Looks in the left flat. He's got a receiver up around the first down marker at the 38. Wow. He's pounded down. He immediately, Lowry caught it, and he was flattened. And it is right at the chain. Give it to him. First and 10 for the Rams.
That was a very good spot for the Rams.
It was. That ball was caught at about the 47.5. And the receiver was pushed backward right away, and he was given every bit of the 47 plus 2 feet. Plus 2 feet.
That's Mr. Pass interference on that side of the field.
Quarter ends. Fort Laramie 14. Upper Soda Valley 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S,
wow.
Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And speaking of Scores, wow, we've got a 62-yard touchdown run by Austin Sloan. Initial play, second quarter. He took the handoff as we were returning live here at Fort Laramie, and he sprinted around right end. And he met no resistance at all. The track meet was on, and away he went for 62 in a heartbeat.
He's quick.
Three touchdowns by three different playmakers for Upper Soda here tonight, and the Rams lead it 20-14. Two-point conversion try upcoming. Moots under center. Oh, it's a dive. Right guard trying to pound to Sloan. No dice. He doesn't make it. He is buried at the one, and Fort Laramie holds. Oh, what a hit by Putoff for Fort Laramie up front. Nice job by him. He saved the day, preventing the 2 points after. 11:49 to go here in the first half. 20-14, Upper Soda Valley leads. And, Chuck, it has been amazing how quickly this Rams team has been able to strike against the Redskins, who blanked Layman Catholic 1 week ago.
Well, 67-yard pass, 68-yard pass, and a 62-yard run. That's a lot of offense for three plays.
Sure is. Wow. Yep, we knew how explosive this Rams team was, and as advertised, they have put on a show here tonight. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie on Elm Street. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer and his staff of associates at AAG Inc. in Fort Laramie. One of our fine longtime underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star in Troy. And Troy Body Car Star, I should say, Sydney Body Car Star in Sydney at 175 North Stolly. And Troy Body Car Star on King's Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Good kickoff return by Fort Loramie all the way out to the 38-yard line. Redskins have had good placement on the field, Chuck, after each Upper Soda Valley kickoff here tonight. Running play, right guard, Redskins stacked up. The gain of one as Burning is covered up by three white shirts at the point of attack. Second down and nine. And three scores from beyond 60 yards for the Upper Soda Valley Rams here tonight against Fort Loramie. And the visiting team leads 20-14.
Well, they had negative two rushing yards in the first quarter. The first play of the second quarter, they ran for 62.
1 minute gone, second period. Direct snap back to Burning. Tries to get around left end. He's slow. There's a marker. Pick up of a yard or two, I think, an offensive hold.
That would be my guess.
Nice tackle on the play by Trey Freetag of the Rams as he tied up the ball carrier right around the ankles. And rather than take the play, the Rams will accept the penalty, and that will force a second down and very long from Fort Loramie. A shout out all the way down to Miamisburg to my family, Chuck, which is tuned in tonight from the Gridiron at Miamisburg High School.
Hi, guys.
My wife, Karen. Son, Jim, along with Marina. Daughter, Bethany, along with David.
It's nice to see they're still speaking after taking a vacation.
Oh, we got along just great. Got along just great up there.
I'm thinking of my family. Never mind.
Oh, we had a little spat every now and then about how many more miles are we going to drive today, you know, and who snores the loudest.
Yeah, I bet you won that one.
In sweep by Fort Loramie on second down and 25 results in a five-yard gain. Hoeing picked up a few, third and a bunch. Siegel way back at his 20 to throw, in trouble. Rifles down the right side. Open man at the 45. Ooh, it's a little bit too high and incomplete.
He got hit right when he released the ball that time, and that caused it to go high, I think. Still would have been a little short of the first down.
Yeah, that's a tough break there for the Redskins. That would have been a nice chunk of real estate to have garnered. So now Fort Loramie's got a punt to the Rams, who promised to get good field position here, leading by a score of 20-14. It's Nate Plyman who does the punting. End over end at the 50, hits there, and squirts down inside the 40 to the 38. And that's where Upper Soda starts, first down, 10 yards to go.
He didn't get to, he's kicking into the wind now, and that's still a pretty stiff wind out there.
It is, yep. Yeah, the three flags in the far northwest corner of the gridiron here at Fort Loramie are blowing briskly, very stiff wind now. I bet, what, a good 15 to 20 maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Wind chill's got to be in the upper 30s to low 40s.
9:52 to go, second quarter. Upper Soda up six. Here's Sloan trying to dive off right tackle. Sprints ahead, has a little bit of an alley, and shoots up over the 45 to the 46. He got six, second down and three or four for the Rams. Mike Hoeing on the tackle for Fort Loramie. Boy, the playmakers from Upper Soda Valley have been strutting their stuff here tonight.
They have shown up.
Receivers, two to the right. One to the left for Moots. Empty backfield. No, there is a man alongside. Moots keeps. Oh, he's got a gaping hole right side. Look at him dash. Down inside the 45 of Fort Loramie. He is on the sideline right in front of the Rams bench. Chasing him, the Redskins, 25-20. Moots all the way to the 15 before being nipped at his heels and brought down. Wow, great fake by Moots. Redskins jumped at the feet of Austin Sloan, and the quarterback kept it.
I'm sitting here wondering how they lost the three games.
Yeah, me too. Boy, this offense is extremely high-powered, very explosive. Inside handoff, it is Austin Sloan pushing and pushing to the 12, to the 11. Second and five from that spot. We played over 3 minutes, second quarter. Upper Soda Valley 20, Fort Loramie 14.
Think about 27 yards to Lehman last week. In the entire game, they've given up 111 here in the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, just the first few minutes of the second period. And well over 200 for the game. Here's a ball looped to the left side. It is an open receiver. Oh, a leaping catch by Rose at the 8-yard line. A juke on the defender. And he knifes his way to the end zone. A touchdown. Chase Rose, another score for him. He's had two sixes and a two-point conversion in this game. And Upper Soda Valley is up 26-14. Rose and Lowry are big targets out in the flat. And when they catch the ball, Chuck, because of their size, they're able to shed tacklers right away.
Well, and that time, that was another just very poorly played defensive back. I didn't catch the number. I wouldn't say it anyway, but just missed a tackle. Should have stopped him at no gain.
Rams lead by 12, 26-14. Two-point conversion try. Ball lined up with a hash on the left. It is Moose in the offensive backfield. He wants to roll right. He is contained, now reverses his field, and he's dropped at the 6-yard line. So Upper Soda Valley has recorded four touchdowns, made one 2-point conversion, and leads now 26-14, 8:29 left here in the first quarter, or I should say in the first half. And Chuck, we'll keep it right here and let our listeners know all about a few of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, which include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922, and M&A Muffler and Tires, with a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. And serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, 1 mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And here's the kickoff by Upper Soda Valley. And it travels across the 45-yard line into Fort Loramie territory, and the Redskins mishandle it, and the Rams recover it.
Oh, oh my God, with an onside kick. It worked at the perfection. Loramie wasn't expecting it.
Wow. Alert play by Upper Soda Valley, catching Fort Loramie off guard. Well executed by the Rams. And from the 43 of Fort Loramie, Upper Soda Valley's got the ball again. 8:29 left in the half, already up 12. Here is Sloan over right tackle. He's got a little opening. He fights and scraps his way down inside the 40 to the 37. Actually, his knee touched down at more like the 38.5. Second down and five for the Rams. 4 minutes into the second quarter, already in this game, we've had six touchdowns. Fort Loramie got the first one. Upper Soda Valley has registered four of the last five TDs. And Upper Soda Valley's offense is on a roll. Fort Loramie's got to do something to slow it down at least a little bit. Timeout called by the Rams. 7:48 to go in the half. 12-point lead, Upper Soda Valley on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The
banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
After the timeout, Upper Soda Valley on second down and 5 sends Rose down the near side of the field on the fly pattern, and Moots airs it out just a foot too long. Rose can't track it down, incomplete at about the 15-yard line. Third and 5 for the Rams, and it would behoove Fort Loramie's defense to get a stop here, Chuck.
Yeah, they can't afford to go down 3 scores.
Still 7:40 to go in the second period. Snap back to Moots. He gives it off on the play to Sloan. Oh, he's got a lot of room to roam. Outside left tackle. Beyond the linebackers at the 30. Scampering down inside the 25, the 20. And he's caught from behind at the 19-yard line. First and 10 for Upper Soda Valley. Beautiful run by Austin Sloan. Boy, he stays low to the ground. And he churns those feet mighty quickly.
Loramie's just not getting any penetration now, so he's got a free run to the line of scrimmage and to be able to pick the hole.
A lot of credit to the Rams' offensive line. It's done a standout job so far. Snap back to Moots. And Moots gives it off on the play to Sloan. Delayed handoff. Sloan twists and turns down inside the 15. There's a marker thrown just behind the line of scrimmage. Offensive hold has been called against Upper Soda Valley.
I'll tell you, the impressive part of that play, Jack, was that Moots kept it. And I thought, you thought they gave it to Sloan. I thought he gave it to
Rose.
Rose, yeah. And he kept it himself.
Yeah. Moots, Sloan, Rose. It's hard telling who's got the football. It's a three-headed monster in that Rams offensive backfield. Each one a very good athlete. Then you throw Lowry into the mix and another solid wingback in Trey Freetag, and it's a dynamite offense. The line has played exceedingly well here tonight, too. Here's Moots on a quick look in on the first down and 22, and it's no good, incomplete, out in front of the receiver, Lowry. Oh, a flag is tossed late.
They're saying it was the guy behind was correct. That was, he did grab him, but the pass was tipped, which made it a live ball for him to be able to hit him.
So the penalty marker is eliminated. It's picked up. The flag is now in the pocket of the referee as they conferenced very quickly and got it right. No foul on the play. Incompletion. Second down 22 for the Rams. Line of scrimmage, the 31 of Fort Loramie. 6:53 to go, second quarter. 26-14, Rams lead. Here is Moots. Fakes the end around to Lowry. He's in the offensive backfield, and he's yanked down. Way back at the 38. A lot of credit to Mr. Sam Putoff, who slanted through and got the quarterback sack. Offensive line up until that play for Upper Soda Valley had done a splendid job. Peyton Dyer, the center. Dakota Dunafin and Isaac Smith, the guards. Trevor Dotson and Justin Agnew, the tackles. Third and 29 now for the Rams at the 38-yard line of Fort Loramie. Here's Moose in the pocket. Long bomb down the right side of the field. Down inside the 10, the receiver. Two defenders around him. It falls harmlessly incomplete, but a yellow marker is flipped in there late. It was on the Upper Soda boundary. Maybe offensive interference?
No, I think he called it illegal contact.
And the officials converge at about the 35-yard line. And let's see what results from all of this.
What I would like to see is, I think if you're on one side for the first half, you'd have to come over to the other side for the second half.
It was offensive pass interference, declined.
Well, that's not what he showed for when he pointed back at the team.
He did that to confuse you.
It worked. And that doesn't take a lot.
6 minutes left in the first half. 26-14 Upper Soda Valley, which now must punt. Fourth and 29 for the Redskins, 38.5. Here's the kick by Freetag. He tries to coffin corner it to the right side, does a pretty nifty job. The ball hits at the 16, takes one big bounce to the 12, another one to the 9, and out of bounds. And the Redskins are backed up inside their own 10, trailing 26-14. Going right now, Chuck, for Fort Loramie, some good advice would be hold on to that football and hammer out another score before the end of the second quarter of this game.
Well, they do get the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
So,
Redskins must avoid a turnover here. Ever since that opening drive to start the game on which Fort Loramie scored, Upper Soda Valley has clearly outplayed Fort Loramie. And we got a marker down before the snap.
Offsides.
Somebody jumped up front too soon for Upper Soda Valley. So it's first and 5 for the Redskins out at their own 13. Well, because of incompletions, because of penalties, because of 6 touchdowns, it has been a slowly played first half. We still have half of the second quarter remaining. Oh, what a play by Burning. Burning won't go down, stays on his feet, drives, second effort, third effort, shoving hard all the way out to the 24-yard line.
Well, the Pequot-Tippecanoe game started at the same time, and it's 14-6 Pequot at the half.
There you go.
So they're ahead of us.
That run by Burning, Chuck, for 10 yards, maybe 11, was about as defiant as it can get. He earned every single yard of those 11 he just picked up. And the offensive line for Fort Loramie was at its best, plowing away ahead of him. Here is Jake Ward, I think, outside right tackle. He gets to the 25, yanked down. Might have gotten a yard or two, that's it. 5:22 left in the second quarter. 26-14, Upper Soda Valley over Fort Loramie. Redskins have 2 timeouts remaining. Upper Soda Valley, 1. 4 touchdowns for the Rams. Only 1 two-point conversion, though. Fort Loramie got a successful kick after each of its 2 scores. And we've got another pre-snap foul, 5 yards against Fort Loramie. So it's going to be second and about 12 to go. It was second and 7, now second and a dozen as the clock has crept under 5 minutes. 4:48 and counting. Redskins in with a play. These tall, skilled players on offense for Upper Soda Valley also play on the defensive side of the ball, too. I'm talking about Lowry and Rose. Here's a fine run by the Redskins around the right end, up over the 25-30, using the entire width of the field as Jake Ward, as he turned it on, blazed a trail toward the sideline, got back about 11, close to 12 on the play. New line of scrimmage is the 31, third down and 3 to go for the Redskins.
That was an outstanding block by Burning that time. That's what got the corner for him.
He is a complete player on the football field, that's for sure. Third and 3 Redskins, key play here. Direct snap back to the ball carrier, who tries to get on the periphery, can't do it. Oh, it's good penetration by the Rams, who dropped the ball carrier right at the 30 for a loss on the play of 1 full yard. The Redskins tried to get out of the hole here, Chuck, on this series by keeping it on the ground and got a big gain on second and long, but couldn't come up with the second and 3 and have to punt. Here's Plyman, takes the snap at his 18. Nice kick, hits at the 44 of Upper Soda Valley and skips another dozen yards down to the 32 or 33. 3:44 to go first half, and Fort Loramie has got to get stingy on defense. Upper Soda Valley would like to stretch this out to a 3-score lead before the break at halftime. Already leading 26-14.
Well, they've proven they can score from any place on the field. So,
and you know what? The Rams have made some adjustments on defense against the Redskins. First drive of the game. Upper Soda Valley to the line of scrimmage. Moots has one back alongside. That's Sloan. Sloan gets the toss. He's in the offensive backfield. Oh, look at him shake and bake. He was cornered a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, but weaved some magic to gain about 5. New line of scrimmage, the 39. Second and 5 for Upper Soda Valley. Good tackle by Barnhorst after Sloan made 2 or 3 Redskins miss. 3:18 to go first half. Fort Loramie down 12. Wide out to the left. Moots in the offensive backfield. Deals Sloan again. Makes a cutback move. He slips and down he goes at the 36. He lost 2, maybe 3. You've noticed, Chuck, that in between the hash marks, middle of the gridiron, it's been a little tricky sledding.
People are slipping a little bit, but the field looks like it's in pretty good shape. But it's a little torn up in the middle, but not bad at all. For this part of this time of the year, it looks really nice.
It's green, but can't help but be soft after the rain in the last 36 hours. Third and long. Here is Moots. He gives on the dive to Sloan, nothing doing. Fort Loramie thwarts him right at the line of scrimmage, no gain, and the Rams have got to punt with 2:24 to go here in the first half. Free tag will be back inside his 25 to take the long snap. Fort Loramie promises to get pretty good field position here with 2:12 to go in the second quarter. Free tag will have the wind at his back. Key segment of this game. Redskins would like to notch some points before the intermission. And milking the clock is free tag with a long snap count before the punt. And it goes all the way down to a second or two on the play clock. And the Rams take a timeout. 1:48 left here in the first half of this game. Fort Loramie is trailing Upper Soda Valley 26-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
As we return to action, Fort Loramie nearly blocks the kick by free tag, but his boot is superb.
46 yards, no return.
Whew. Well, about as good a high school punt as you can make. It was directional, angled toward the sideline. Low line driver, big bounce at the end. No way the Redskins could get their hands on the return. Well executed by free tag of the Rams. First and 10, Fort Loramie at their own 19, a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. And it's burning, hammering over left guard for 3 difficult yards to the 23-yard line. At stake in this game, as we alluded in the pregame, a berth in the postseason. Should Fort Loramie win tonight? And then next week, Fort Loramie would finish 8th in the region. And Upper Soda Valley, with 2 wins, could nail down the 7th spot in the region and make the playoffs. Here's Burning again. Weaves his way to the line of scrimmage. Well, you can see him moving a little delicately, Chuck. That's a worn part of the field down to the left, right between the hash marks. He's tackled over the 25 at the 27 as Dunafin stands him up. Third and three. Redskins, based on their activity right now, Chuck, not in a desperation mode, not wishing to try to pull a rabbit out of the hat and get points before the half.
And the Rams don't have any timeouts left, so they just need to run the ball and go right to the locker room and regroup.
Redskins will receive the third quarter kickoff in sweep. It is burning, trying to get to the edge, can't do it. The Rams slow him down at about the line of scrimmage, setting up a fourth and two with under 10 seconds to go here in the first half. Good pursuit by Rose, who made the tackle. And the teams make the trek off the gridiron to the locker rooms. Upper Scioto Valley has played a fine first half of action. Fort Loramie struck first, led 7-0. Four of the last five TDs have been recorded by Upper Scioto Valley, which owns a 26-14 halftime bulge. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus in on Primary Eye Care at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to both. Gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, new sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com last March. These Anna game sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight divisions now in Anna. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. 26-14, Upper Scioto Valley leads Fort Loramie here at the half. I'd like to remind you about high-quality furniture always available for you at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47, just west of I-75. Furniture that will meet your budget. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, too. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. We'll let our listeners know that we will take a break. We'll leave for a minute, then return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Intermission here at Fort Loramie. Upper Scioto Valley leads the Redskins 26-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift. from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Fort Loramie, and the Upper Soda Valley Rams possess a 26-14 bulge over the Redskins at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime underwriting supporter of ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, Upper Soda Valley has been nearly spectacular on the offensive side of the ball in this game tonight.
Well, I probably said I'm surprised about 10 times last week. I'm surprised on the other side what I'm watching tonight.
Yep.
They've scored on a touchdown passes of 67, 68, and 11. They also scored on a 62-yard run. They have 16 rushes for 164 yards because they've had some losses. That's the only thing that's keeping them under 200 yards rushing right now. 4-6 passing for 151 yards and 3 touchdowns, 315 total yards in the first half. 4 first downs. You don't need first downs if you're scoring from 60 yards out. And they turned the ball over once on a fumble that Loramie did turn into 7 points. For the Redskins, they ran it 22 times for 94 yards, 2-3 passing for 22 yards, 116 total yards, 5 first downs. They didn't have any turnovers, but they did give up an onside kick, which to me counts as a turnover, even though it doesn't in the stats.
Chuck, a lot of the so-called experts in the Upper Miami Valley talked about this game and figured it would be moderately low scoring, and that you would think might tend to favor Fort Loramie. Last thing the Redskins want to do is get into an offensive shootout with this vaunted Upper Soda Valley football team. Well, that's happened. We've already had 6 touchdowns scored, and Fort Loramie is going to need 2 more scores and extra points to get the lead back. And that's if the Redskins can keep the Rams off the scoreboard.
Well, and that seems to be a tall task right now. They're scoring from every place on the field. And they take the snap, and you're not shocked if you see somebody racing to the end zone.
Yeah, this is a very good senior class for Upper Soda Valley. Some sizable players, some fast players, young men who've really grown in this program under head coach Josh Spencer. Upper Soda Valley 5-3 coming into this game tonight. Fort Loramie with a mark of 4-4, playoff berth on the line. Upper Soda Valley with 2 wins, including 1 tonight, can garner 7th in the region. Fort Loramie needs 2 victories to sneak in at 8th. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston.
and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, in the background, you hear the Fort Loramie High School Band here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A brisk wind out of the northwest, no chance of rain tonight, very chilly. Temperature hovering around 49, 50 degrees in that area with the chill factor in as well.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago we were sitting and we were talking about playing football in July because it was so warm. So you never know what you're going to get in Ohio, but you know it's going to be different every week.
But it is certainly football-like weather this evening. That's
for sure. No doubt.
Upper Soda Valley leads Fort Loramie by a count of 26-14 here at intermission. Well, as we have talked about several times this evening, this is a critical game for both schools here tonight. Playoff opportunities on the line. Ohio Division 7 Region 28 stacks up with Covington on top, and the Buccaneers, barring a big upset loss tonight or next Friday, will remain locked in at number one.
Doesn't even look if they lost if they drop out of first.
You're right. I think they have solidified that very top position for sure. Excuse me. After that, it's up for grabs, 2 through 8. Big games in the region tonight. Troy Christian, which coming into the game this evening against Miami East, was sitting at number 2. Ada and Delphus Jefferson are playing. Jefferson, a potent opponent for Ada. Ada sitting at 3 in this region. Cincinnati Hillcrest is going up against Tri-Village tonight. Hillcrest is 7th in the region at 6-2. And, of course, this game here this evening between Fort Loramie and Upper Scioto Valley. I had the chance to sit down yesterday, Chuck, with Bill Zimmerman, offensive coach for Layman Catholic, who cranks out these computer numbers each week for Layman Catholic head coach Dick Roll. And we started the conversation off by going through the top 11 teams in Ohio Division 7, Region 28.
Heading into week 9 in Ohio Division 7, Region 28, Covington is 1, Troy Christian 2, Ada 3, Fort Recovery 4. If the season were to end right now, those four clubs would host. 5, 6, 7, 8 are Minster, Layman Catholic, Hillcrest Academy, Miami Valley Christian 8th, Riverside 9, Upper Soda Valley is 10, Fort Loramie 11. That makes this game between the Redskins and Upper Soda Valley extremely important.
Yes, Jack, I think that it's essentially a playoff game. By my math, it's winner in, loser out. So whoever wins that game is likely going to be, if it's Loramie, in the 8th spot. If it's Upper, probably in the 7th spot.
And then looking at the top of the region, Covington has solidified itself in the number one position, probably thanks to that big early season win against St. Henry.
Yeah, huge win week one over St. Henry by 2 scores, and St. Henry, I think, has 2 losses on the year. Obviously a very, very solid team, only losing to Covington and then Coldwater. Mm-hmm. And so they're solidified at 1. You have a little bit of a murky mess with after that. Troy Christian probably is at 2. If they beat Miami East, that's a definite. Ada could fall anywhere from 2 to five or six. They have a couple tough games with Delphus Jefferson and Allen East.
Yeah.
They lose those both. They're probably still in, but they're definitely not hosting. If they win one of those, they're likely still hosting. Fort Recovery is probably going to be traveling somewhere. Unless they beat St. Henry Week 10, if they do so, there's a decent chance they could host, depending on some other outcomes, Minster being one of them. If Minster wins out, they're hosting a game. They have two tough ones versus Versailles Week 9 and then Anna Week 10. If they lose both of them, they're probably still in at 4-6 because of that big win over the Coldwater Cavaliers. Us at Lehman are at 6 right now. We will likely remain there. We could hop up to 5, but we're likely going to stay solidified at 6 so long as we can take care of business versus Ridgemont and Waynesfield Goshen. Cincinnati Hillcrest will probably make the playoffs so long as they can win out. Their toughest game is Tri-Village this weekend. If they win that, that probably solidifies them, and it probably also solidifies the doom of Riverside because they will probably not be able to make it if Hillcrest doesn't lose. And then that final spot, Miami Valley Christian is going to drop because of the quality of opponent they play the last 2 weeks. That final spot's going to be up between the game tonight, Upper and Lormie.
Yeah, interesting story regarding Minster. I'd heard the scuttlebutt a few weeks ago that they believed that at 4-6 they would sneak in. That was even before the one win over Coldwater. They were counting on perhaps having to win the final two games of the regular season to get to 4-6. Amazing. 4-6 would get in, but again, the quality of the opponent is such an important factor.
Yeah, those secondary points are huge, and Coldwater is likely to go 9-1, Jack, and you know they've already played Marion Local and beat them. So technically, probably, if you'd crunch the numbers, Minster could have lost out after Coldwater at 3-7 and still got in. So that's how crazy that win was. That's how big that win was.
Unbelievable. Now, Lehman Catholic has no chance to host. Fort Loramie has no chance to host. Both clubs on the road if they do get in.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. For us to host, we would need everybody. We'd need Fort Rock to lose out, and that includes New Bremen, Minster to lose out, and Ada to lose out, which I don't see all three of those things happening. But very likely we're 6. We could be 5 if a couple things happen, but we're pretty much solidified at 5 or 6.
Riverside, as you indicated, probably on the outside looking in.
They are. They're going to sit back, my guess is, and watch that Hillcrest game closely and root for Tri-Village hard, because if Tri-Village does win, then that'll send Hillcrest out as long as Riverside takes care of business their last 2 weeks, and they have opponents that they should do so, and they'll probably sneak in at 8 just behind the winner of the game this evening.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the outcomes of games, who wins, who loses, obviously factored in greatly. And when you play certain teams, home, away, and who's got injuries, who doesn't have injuries, and it's been an injury-riddled season here in the Upper Miami Valley, those are all things out of control of the teams that, of course, the rankings don't consider either.
That is very true. The rankings don't consider the injury situation. But I think that most of these teams are solidified where they are. You know, a lot of these teams, if you look at the point when you analyze the points, they've beaten two opponents that may play each other in Week 9 or Week 10. Well, they're going to get an automatic win out of one of those two. So if you look on like Joe Itell, his math doesn't take into account. For you know, when he has the low end, the minimum average, that doesn't take into account that one of those teams has to win and one of them has to lose. He takes into account both of them losing because he can't do all that crazy math with a guaranteed win out of one of them.
Now, you referred to Joe Itell as he. There is such a guy.
Yeah, okay. There is. I've actually exchanged some emails with him in the past, but the Ohio High School Athletic Association even has his stuff on their website now. So they are fully attached to this guy. He's been doing this since, I think, 01. I followed back when my little brother was playing, and he does it and does it very, very well.
Words of Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, talking about the Joe Itell computer rankings. Chuck, I never knew the accent was on the second syllable.
Me either.
I've called him Edel. Eitel, it's Eitel. Yeah. He's a computer programming graduate from Ohio State, 38 years of age. And, wow, it's a great service he provides, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. I love getting on there. And I mean, it used to be you had to wait until, you know, farther on into the season to see what the computers were. Right. Now they start them right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Fort Loramie, 11th, heading into play this week. Upper Soda Valley, one notch ahead at 10th. A win by the Rams tonight, they vault to 7th, more than likely. And a win by Fort Loramie and the Redskins. Redskins could finish up 8th with a win next week. So there is so much on the line. Right now, Upper Soda Valley has the upper hand over Fort Loramie, leading 26-14. We're a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid small businesses. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds like iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Chuck, speaking of rankings, as we were for football just a couple minutes ago, the Jackson Center Tigers have rolled on in volleyball this year, trying to repeat as state champs in Division IV. And the new ratings out this week have the Tigers in the lead once again, garnering 30 of the 38 first-place votes. First in the state, Jackson Center. Congrats to Kim Metz, head coach, who just recently picked up win number 500 in her coaching career. But I tell you what, in the top 13 in Division IV volleyball, we recognize a few other names. Area teams dot the top 13.
Well, five of them. I mean, you can only send four to the regional, but there's five of them that are in the top 13.
Yeah, you're right. All five of these schools, Jackson Center 1, New Bremen 5th in the state this week, Marion Local 7th, Fort Loramie 9th, Minster 13th, all in this region. And it's going to be very, very interesting. Jackson Center with cakewalks right now through sectional play has a match tomorrow at 4 against Emmanuel Christian. Having won twice already as Jackson Center over Jefferson and Bradford. In Troy sectional number 2, Rushi plays Southeastern tomorrow at 6. And we might note that Fort Loramie tangles with Covington tomorrow at Arcanum in the Arcanum 1 sectional. That match is at 3 tomorrow. And Lehman Catholic ties into Springfield Catholic Central at 4:30 at Arcanum tomorrow in another sectional match, and that one looks pretty even on paper.
Well, you take a look and see that Lehman has 9 losses. It only comes down to the fact that they play such a tough schedule because they're there every year. Greg Snipes does an outstanding job.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if that regional that is played at Brookville this year includes Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Lehman Catholic, and a MAC school.
Exactly. Yep. The usual suspects.
Well, we're about a minute away from the start of the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie gets the football first, and that's the good news. The bad news is that Upper Soda Valley's defense has made changes over the course of the first half and has controlled the Redskins' running game through the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, they drove the first time down, scored. Their second touchdown came after a fumble, so they only had to go about 25 yards for that drive.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. Other than that, they really haven't. They've got 116 total yards in offense, and 66 of those came on that first drive for a touchdown.
And Upper Soda Valley, in terms of total yards, what, well over 200?
315.
Ooh, over 300.
If they have 1, 2, 3... six plays for negative yardage, or they would be up closer to 370.
Wow, 315 total yards for Upper Soda Valley in the first two quarters of this football game. Jake Ward with the kickoff return for the 19 by the Redskins right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks. He has tumbled to the ground at about the 33, 14-yard return by Ward, and Fort Loramie has got to get to work. Down by 12, 26-14 as we launch play here in the second half. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Here is a run, right tackle, burning, is twisted around, then he backpedals to the 39. He records a 5-yard advance, second down and five. Isaac Smith on the tackle for Upper Soda Valley, which has done a pretty good job since the opening drive by the Redskins, Chuck, as you noted, in containing the Redskins' run game, keeping it in between the tackles.
Yeah, they're not. The misdirection is not befuddling them.
Nope.
I like that word, befuddle.
Here, oh wow, here's a sweep behind the line of scrimmage by Fort Loramie. It's Jake Ward trying to get the corner turned. He's running backwards, and he's caught at the 31. A late marker flies, probably a hold.
Wow, I'll tell you what, you lose 10 yards on the play and you held on top of that. How much would you have lost if you hadn't held?
Makes the decision for Upper Soda Valley, I think, pretty easy.
I think it's from the spot, so I think they're going to probably take the penalty.
They might.
I guess not.
No, it resulted in a fairly significant loss. About a 4 or 5 yard loss on the play after a short gain by Burning on first down. Upper Soda Valley may still be considering the decision here. Is it going to be a 3rd and 12 or 13 for Loramie? Or do you walk off the penalty from the spot of the hold? Let the Redskins run a play here at second down, but force them way back. And that's what the Rams choose to do. They accept the penalty, and now Fort Loramie has it at the 21, 2nd and 21. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, and bucking to the line of scrimmage is Burning. He is subdued up over the 25 at the 29. 3rd and plenty here. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter of this game. Understand, thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Coldwater leads Anna 21-0 in the second half. Minster Versailles zip-zip at halftime. Siegel with a deep drop for Fort Loramie, way back at a 16. Eludes pressure, rolls right, fires one along the right hash mark, and it misses its mark at the 45.
I only have one source, but Pickwell leads Tippecanoe in the third quarter, 21-6.
21-6 Indians.
They were making sure all week in the newspaper they talked about how they weren't looking ahead to next week.
Another team in Miami County on the schedule again next week, right?
It's one of the one with the four-letter word.
That could be Tip.
That's Tippecanoe.
You're right. Now, Fort Loramie's got to punt, no choice. 4th and better than 20. And once more, Plyman with a fantastic kick as Upper Soda Valley fails to come up and grab it on a bounce at about the 45 as Rose lets it skip on past him and the ball continues to spin, bounce, and roll some more all the way to the 19-yard line. And the Rams start 1st and 10 from that spot on the field. And Fort Loramie simply, Chuck, cannot allow any more points from Upper Soda Valley. Redskins' best prescription right here might be to force a turnover. Snap back to Moots. Moots gives to Sloan. Sloan rides the dive over left tackle. He squeezes out 4 or 5 to the 25. Second down for the Rams. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Geyer's. on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for several years now. Here is Moots in the offensive backfield. And, oh, he kept the football, didn't give it to Sloan. Little trickery. And he's got an avenue between center and left guard. And he slants up over the 30. He's got the first down, lunging to the 32. First and 10 for the Rams. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. 9:33 left here in the third quarter. It is Upper Soda Valley football. Across the Rams 32, timeout called. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
A Redskin player shaken up coming to the near sideline as the Rams start with a first and 10 across their own 30 after the first down rush by the quarterback Moots. Moots 6 yards behind the line, man in motion, and it's given to the sweet man. Running to the right is Rose. Behind the line, he's cornered, reverses his field, and lurches out ahead for a yard gain. Very fine pursuit by Fort Loramie. Rose runs methodically, Chuck. He looks for that channel to zip through, but Fort Loramie clogged that one up. Second down and 9 for the Rams from their own 39. Upper Soda Valley taking time before this snap. Play clock down to 7. Receivers left and right for the QB Moots. He's got Sloan alongside. Low snap. It is scooped up off the ground by Moots. Quick handoff to Sloan on the dive behind his left guard. He churns to the 38 or 9. It's going to be third down and about 3 for Upper Soda Valley. Key possession play here. Moots got the previous first down on a run. Let's see what is up Coach Spencer's sleeve on this occasion. 4 minutes gone in the third quarter. Rams lead the Redskins 26-14. Here is Moots giving on the play to Sloan. Look at him go. He's got a lane around the corner, left side. First down, 40-45, shoved to the sideline at about the 47. Maybe his toe tapped out at the 44. It did. But still, he picked up enough. First and 10 for the Rams, who, Chuck, on this possession, are keeping the ball on the ground, working the clock, and are trying to move the chains.
Well, they're in control right now. There's no reason for them to do anything besides continue to run it.
Right. Moots several yards behind the line. Man in motion across the formation, and that's free tag. Handoff on the play to Sloan. Sloan tries to sweep around right end. Oh, a good shoestring tackle. Wow, what a play by Sam Putoff, who got the top of the shoes of Sloan, tied him up and dropped him. Line of scrimmage, the 39. Loss on the play is major. 5 yard setback, second and 15 for the Rams. 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. 12-point lead, Upper Soda Valley. And let's see if the Rams do elect to throw here on second and 15. Moots with a short drop. Loops it left side of the field. No good. Incomplete. As a Ram receiver went up, so did a Fort Loramie defender. And lo and behold, Chuck, 1, 2, 3 flags fly on that play. And it looked like a shove in the back by Fort Loramie.
That was obvious. I have a problem with most high school pass interference. That was obvious.
or the challenge that Upper Soda Valley is posing for Fort Loramie secondary people is height, size.
Yeah.
Lowry and Rose, 6'2", 6'3", they jump well. They position their bodies to shield the cornerback and safeties. And Fort Loramie has had to fight through them. And the Redskins' defense in the secondary has picked up a few fouls. Illegal contact, pass interference, whatever you want to call it. First and 10 now, Upper Soda Valley at the 41 of Fort Loramie. Rams lead 26-14, 7:08 to go in the third. Well, you can tell, Chuck, that Moots, the quarterback for Upper Soda Valley, has got so much confidence in these receivers. He just throws it up there.
Yeah, I've been impressed with him, and I can see why they lost to Lehman with him out of the game.
The ball was spotted incorrectly after the penalty. The line of scrimmage is the 46 of Fort Loramie, not the 41. Handoff on the play to Sloan. Sloan outside left tackle, and he meets resistance from three black shirts, and he's thrown way back to the 50. Let's see where forward progress is marked. It's at the 44 of Fort Loramie. Gain of 3, second down and 7 for the Rams. We have a 12-point lead with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Upper Soda Valley to the line of scrimmage. Over the ball at center, Peyton Dyer. In motion, Lowry. Hand off to Sloan, way back behind the line. Dodges a tackler, another. He's dropped at about the 45. Inch forward for very little on the play. Minimal gain. Third and 9. Boy, Sam Putoff's name has been called by the public address announcer frequently tonight.
Yeah, he's one of the few that's playing an outstanding game.
Yep, he's performed very well for the Redskins, which must stand tall here and force a punt on third and 9. Upper Soda Valley in the spread, 4 receivers flanked. Fort Loramie showing blitz. Moots with a quick look in. Oh, there's that flanker screen again. And Upper Soda Valley breaks it. It's thrown to Lowry. Got it at the 45. Look at him go. Middle of the field. And he sheds a tackler at the 30. And he's off to the races and long gone for the score. That play, Chuck, resembling so well the one earlier in the contest that went for 6. Moots to Lowry. And it's a touchdown.
He just didn't have as far to run this time. 44 yards on that one. That's 4 touchdown passes of 67, 68, 11, and 44.
And the Rams have seemingly broken this game wide open at 32-14.
Yeah.
5:36 left in the third. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right for the quarterback Moots. 2-point conversion try for Upper Soda Valley. And Moots gives it off on the play to Sloan. Sloan jitterbugging around right in. He slips a little bit at the 3, slides down at the 1, and does not get in. Fort Loramie covered him well. That's about the only thing the Rams have not done well tonight. That's the 2-point conversion after the score. 5 touchdowns for the Rams who lead it 32-14. 5.5 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. Well, Chuck, you commented earlier, how in the world have the Rams lost three times this year?
And a couple of big ones. I guess Indian Lake's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Indian Lake, Division 4, 8-0. Ran up a grand total of 56 on the Rams. Ada in the opener caught Upper Soda Valley off guard. Ada won at home that night, 38-6. Of course, Ada's in the playoffs in this region in D7. And the other setback was against Lehman at Sydney, 39-18, when the quarterback Moots went out early. So Upper Soda's lost to three quality opponents. But it's an excellent team, no question about it. And Fort Loramie now has a real uphill task in front. Here is Siegel back to throw at the 31-yard line. He's got a wide-open receiver, middle of the field, and a leaping stab is made at the 26. What a throw. Wow. Siegel hit Turner, who was wide open, Chuck, and had the ball led him just a little bit more and Turner been able to stay on his feet, he waltzes in for six.
Well, Turner was at least 15 yards behind, but what he did was he made sure he made the catch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So on a first and 10 from the 35-yard line of Fort Loramie, the Redskins strike with a long first down throw. Siegel again. It's a bullet near hash mark. Yes, it's caught at the 14-yard line. And then a short run after a catch by Nate Flyman down to the 12. Boy, Siegel rifling some balls on this possession, Chuck. A sense of urgency being displayed now by Fort Loramie. 32-14, Upper Soda Valley leads. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie down by 18 points. Direct snap to Burning. Burning between right guard and tackle. And he's got a little bit of a gap, and he surges through it down to the six. A run of seven by Burning. But Fort Loramie, Chuck, has put its nose to the grindstone in this drive after that touchdown strike from Moots to Lowry. Wide receiver to the right for the Redskins on second down, and more like four from the 7.5. Here's Daniel Burning keeping right guard. On he powers his way. Goal line. Touchdown. Daniel Burning. Six more for Fort Loramie. Great blocking up front by that Redskins interior group. Boy, from tackle to tackle, it has performed well all year long. A lot of credit to Tate Choldis, the center. Connor Meyering and Frank Meyer, the guards. Nolan Holdhouse and Sam Putoff, the tackles. As they spread apart the defensive line for Upper Soda Valley, and Burning ramrodded right through it to make it 32-20. And here's Billing on for the point after. He's converted two successfully so far. This kick would make it an 11-point game with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Good snap. The kick away by Burning is right smack dab in the center. He nails it. Just over four to play, third quarter. Fort Loramie counters the Rams' touchdown. Redskins trail Upper Soda Valley 32-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Fort Loramie kicking off from the 40, the boot end over end to the 26 of the Rams, who run it right back up the middle. It's Rose, and he's toppled at the 34. And that's where Upper Soto Valley starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Well, Chuck, we just commiserated a few minutes ago saying that may very well have been a game-breaking touchdown by Upper Soto Valley, that 50-D a few minutes back. But Fort Loramie responds with haste and gets 7, and it's a two-score game again. Here is Upper Soto Valley starting. Handoff on the play to Sloan. Oh, my goodness. He is going to break a 68-yard touchdown run. Outside left tackle. He had a sliver of an opening, and then he split two linebackers, and away he went, taking it to the house for the score. Austin Sloan with a romp of in excess of 65, about 67 officially, Chuck.
67 unofficially on my book. Yeah, he took off from the 33, so.
Wow, what a run by Sloan. And once he got a few steps beyond the line of scrimmage, he blazed a trail all the way to the goal line. There was no chance for anybody in a black shirt to capture him.
No, he. Yeah, you're right. Once he got past the line of scrimmage, he was gone.
And it's 38-21. This Fort Loramie defense, which shut out Lehman Catholic last week, has been shredded here tonight. Two-point conversion try again for Upper Soto Valley. Three receivers to the right. Moots looks this way, dumps the pass off short. It looked like one receiver tried to set up a pick, but the ball is pitched wide down around the goal line, incomplete. Again, that's about the only thing the Rams offensively have not done well tonight. That's the two-point conversion. 38-21. Upper Soto Valley leads Fort Loramie. 4 minutes even left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Kickoff return by Fort Loramie from the 21 out to the 35. That's where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. 3:54 to be played here in the third quarter. It seems like this period, Chuck, has been an eternity. And just in the last, 3 minutes, we've had three touchdowns.
Yeah, it's defensively been a struggle for both teams, but mostly for Loramie.
Upper Soto Valley has struck and struck quickly from long range all night long. Here's Siegel back to throw deep in the pocket, 10 yards behind the line, 15 behind the line, heaves it out of bounds to avoid a huge sack on the play. Second down and 10 for the Redskins.
You got a break they didn't call grounding on that one. There was nobody within 20 yards of that pass.
100% I agree. You're exactly right. Yep. No one was in the vicinity, that's for sure. Conceivably, the official may have mistaken a few black jerseys on the sideline, on the bench for Fort Loramie as receivers.
Or maybe he's as hungry as I am. He just wants it to get over with.
Here is Burning over right guard for Fort Loramie. And their second effort, third effort. He's powering hard all the way to the 45, 47. Gain of 11, first and 10. Burning on the run for the Redskins. Boy, he's had, I bet, 40 or 50 of the hardest earned yards tonight I've ever seen in the span of three quarters of football.
Well, it's nice to see. I mean, they haven't stopped playing.
Snap back to Siegel. Inside handoff, and that play is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Nicely done. It was Burning on the counter. And Upper Soto Valley stayed at home on this side. Crowded the line of scrimmage and drop Burning. Second and 9. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Upper Soda Valley leads it 38-21. Redskins flash a receiver wide right. Two wingbacks. Fake on the jet sweep. Siegel to throw. Oh, he's under duress. He's way back at the 30. Oh, he skips out of trouble. Eludes another man. Fights hard to get to the line of scrimmage and over it. The end result, a two-yard gain. He averted a 10 or 15-yard loss.
Yeah, he did a nice job because it was a jailbreak. They had three guys in there on him, and I don't know how he avoided all of them.
2.5 to go in the third quarter. 38-21, Rams lead the Redskins. Substitution, Hoying in the offensive backfield now for Fort Loramie. Third and 6 for the Redskins, just over their 45. Play action, Siegel, open receiver, near sideline. Yes, the catch is made at the 39. And the young man who caught the ball was popped immediately. Burning did very well, Chuck, to keep that ball to his chest and not let loose of it because he was smacked right now.
He took about one step, and that was the hit.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Big third down play by the Redskins, which converted the first down. Direct snap to Burning, right tackle, nothing doing. Still, we have nearly 14 minutes to play in this game. Fort Loramie is down by 17 points. And I tell you, Chuck, the reason that Fort Loramie is still within a long reach of Upper Soda Valley is because the Rams have missed, 5 points after in this game?
Yeah, they could have 48 right now.
And 48-21 is a heck of a lot worse for Fort Loramie than 38-21. That's a 2 more scores. We got markers flying before the snap. Pre-snap foul against the Redskins with 1:16 to go in the third. And the ball will be placed down at the Rams 45. Just over 1 minute to play here in quarter number 3. Well, you can bet that from here on out, Chuck, the Redskins will have to continue to complete forward passes in order to somehow pull this game out of the fire.
Well, the problem is, even if they continue to score, they haven't shown any penchant to be able to stop Upper Side of the Valley.
You're right. Here is a screen in the left flat, executed nicely by the Redskins. It is caught at the 45-yard line by Hoying. Hoying sidesteps one man. He's at the 40. And he tracks his way down to the 35. The Redskins getting a productive gain on a flat pass to Hoying. Last 50 seconds of the third quarter. New line of scrimmage is at the 35-yard line of Upper Soda Valley.
It's obviously 4 down territory.
Yep, scoreboard reads 3rd and 6. And Jake Ward tries to high-step a tackler at the 35-yard line. He's tripped up. He's brought down right in the middle of that Rams defense. Was Dyer, who made a nifty hit on Ward, and that sets up a 4th down and every bit of 4 or 4.5 to go. 11 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Redskins go for it. Siegel rolling right behind the line. He looks, throws it short to an open man, and it's ruled to be a trap, incomplete at the 24-yard line.
Wow.
Too bad, because Turner was there. He went to one knee, tried to cradle the ball, get his hands under, but part of the leather hit the grass as the ball traveled into his palms. The referee, right on the spot, made the decision. Turner didn't complain. Good call. And the Rams take over. 1st down, 10 yards to go at their own 34. Last couple seconds of the third quarter. Upper Soda Valley leads it by 17. Moots takes the snap, gives to Sloan. It's the sweep around left end. He's on the boundary, far side of the field. in front of the Rams bench, tight ropes the sideline, and dances to the 39, the 40, the 41, and that's how the third quarter closes. Upper Scioto Valley, 38, Fort Laramie, 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We open up action here in the fourth quarter, and Upper Scioto Valley, starting from its own 34, gets a nice run, a few broken tackles, misses by the Redskins, gain of 13, but a flag back at about the 38 or 39, holding coming up against Upper Scioto Valley. In fact, the infraction was marked from the 40 back to the 30. So it is
about 14.
Yep,
second and 14.
Yep, second and 14 to go for the Rams. Redskins showing blitz. Here's Moots keeping. Throwing into the right flat. Looked like that ball bounced into the hands of the receiver. No, down on one knee. Lowry reels it in somehow. It is a catch, a short advance. Up over the 35 to the 38-yard line. Well, that's where the length of these receivers pays off.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he caught it or not. They're a lot closer than we are.
Third down, 5 coming up for Upper Scioto Valley. If Fort Laramie wants to have any chance, Chuck, to stage a huge comeback in this game, Redskins have to get a stop here. And because of the importance of this play, a timeout is taken by Upper Scioto Valley, and we'll keep it right here with 10:58 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Rams leading the Redskins by a score of 38-21. I'd like to let you know about one of our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Give your system the tune-up it needs. Get the right solution for true comfort at your home or business. Call on Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, family-owned business, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Third and 5 for Upper Scioto Valley. Line of scrimmage, 40-yard line, just inside it in the Rams' end. Long cadence by the quarterback, Moots, and Fort Laramie, Chuck, gets a little anxious and commits up front.
Wow. They don't need any gifts.
And the penalty against the Redskins gives Upper Scioto Valley a first down. And I was a little surprised, Chuck, that the officials at least didn't spot the ball, take a look and measure, because it was a third and every bit of 5 situation. But the penalty is stepped off. First and 10, Rams at Sloan, left tackle. Boy, he stays on his feet. Good body lean by him to work hard for 3. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for the Rams. 10:44 left in this game. 38-21 in favor of Upper Soda Valley. And we just heard from the public address here at Fort Loramie what we heard from Ken Barhorst a short while ago. And same score, Minster Versailles, nothing, nothing. Here's a sweep right in. Sloan gets the corner turn, sheds a tackler. He's on his feet. Look at him go, 50 into the Redskins' end at the 47 or 8. Third down and a couple to go for Upper Soda Valley. And Versailles' defense has become its trademark, the Tigers' trademark this year. It's played very, very well. We saw that against Anna. Versailles played Coldwater to a 14-7 game, and tonight against Minster in a critical game for D5 Versailles and D7 Minster. It's nothing-nothing late. Here is a run right guard by Upper Soda Valley. It's Sloan right behind his offensive line, pushing, pushing. He's got the first down. Redskins 45. He picked up three and a half. He needed 2.5. First and 10 for the Rams, who work the clock and move the chains. Connor Myring in there on the last tackle for Fort Loramie. But the Rams with a 17-point lead are milking the clock and moving the first down marker. Here is Moots, takes the snap and just laterals the ball out to Sloan and lets him do the rest. Sloan around the right end is dumped out of bounds across the way. No, he's ruled to be inbounds at the Redskins 43. Burning chased him over there. 8:55 to go in the fourth. Very impressive 5-3 Division 7 football team, this Upper Soda Valley, Chuck.
Yeah, I thought Loramie was actually playing themselves into being able to maybe even get a playoff win.
Here is a handoff left tackle. Sloan meets resistance, then bounces it. He springs wide, 40. Look at him go, 35. He circles the Fort Loramie defense. Tackle made down around the 25. I said Sloan. I think the quarterback kept it. It was Moots.
He kept it, and he's on the ground now.
Yeah, Moots took a spill. Is shaking up. Maybe just the wind taken out of him. 8:33 to go in the fourth. Clock stops. Very good run by this junior quarterback of the Rams, Moots, as he dashed all the way down to about the 24 or 5. 38-21, Upper Soda Valley Rams lead Fort Loramie. Moots helped up, and he's walking to the far sideline. He may not be in the huddle for the next play.
He's not allowed to be.
You're right. That's exactly right. Well, Moots went down early in the game against Lehman Catholic this year. Suffered a head injury, a concussion. Didn't return at all. Didn't perform the last three quarters. And that was partly the reason why Lehman Catholic sprinted to an easy victory in that game. As Lehman took advantage of, I think, three pick sixes in that contest to knock off Upper Soda Valley, which at the time didn't seem like a significant win, but considering the success of the Rams since, that was an enormous win on Lehman's resume. And the Rams keep it on the ground. Strong run right up the gut down inside the 14-yard line. First and 10 for Upper Soda Valley. Ball at the near hash mark. 8:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Rams with a 38-21 lead and are salting this game away, Chuck, with first downs and taking minutes off the clock.
Yeah, they're doing exactly what they need to do. Looks like Moots has returned to the lineup.
Yep, he was spelled for one play. Moots back on the field. And Upper Soda Valley is going to give him and the rest of the offense an extended respite. A timeout is called. 7:59 remaining, fourth quarter, 38-21, Upper Soda Valley over Fort Loramie on scores broadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
As we return to action on 1st and 10 for Upper Soda Valley from just inside the 15 of Fort Loramie, the quarterback Moots feeds Austin Sloan. He's got a hole outside left tackle, and he does the rest, and he skips really fast right onto the end zone untouched for another Upper Soda Valley touchdown. And it's 44-21 Rams. Austin Sloan has really put on a show, especially in the second half of this game here tonight. Two-point conversion try again for the Rams, who have failed in the five previous ones. Here is Moots' look-in pass, intended for Lowry, deflected at the line of scrimmage by Fort Loramie. It's incomplete. 7:55 left in this game. 44-21, Upper Soda Valley leads Fort Loramie. We'll keep it right here and let you know about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from all over Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis. In fact, next week, Chuck, Todd Geyer and I are going to sit down and talk about the most recent traveler to Geyer's from Alaska.
Yeah, you were saying that. That's impressive. That's pretty impressive.
Found a car living in Alaska online at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. It's happened. The deal is done. And Todd Geyer and I will sit down and talk about it next week. And that'll be the subject of our newly produced commercial in the next 2 weeks or so. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Darren Turner, kickoff return for Fort Loramie to the 31, and that's where the Redskins start, first down, 10 yards to go. Still, we have 7:49 to be played here in the fourth quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, at Upper Soda Valley, not had Indian Lake and Ada on the schedule, non-conference opponents of that high quality. Upper Soda Valley could very well have been 7-1 coming into this game tonight. Deep drop by Siegel. Oh, it's a lofty forward pass down the near sideline. A tug of war for it at the 42. Defender goes up. Receiver goes up. And it's a great catch on the play by Daniel Burning. Boy, he can play linebacker and make tackles. He can run the football from the offensive backfield. And he can race downfield and make receptions. He's caught a few tonight. That one was splendid at the 41 of the Rams.
That was a heck of a catch right there. Very well defended.
First and 10, Fort Loramie outside the 40. Siegel rolling left, wants to throw again. Hemmed in. He dances out of trouble. Heads toward the far sideline. Pass down to the 31-yard line. Off the fingertips of the Redskin receiver. It is no good. Understand that Coldwater is trouncing Anna in the second half, 41-0. And that Minster Versailles game, last we heard, was 0-0. Yep. 0-0. Fourth quarter, a defensive tussle. back. Siegel, play action, fakes the inside handoff, steps up in the pocket, airs one out, middle of the field. Receiver down inside the 15, busted up on the play by the defensive back of Upper Souda Valley. And I'll repeat, Chuck, Lowry and Rose, these two offensive receivers for Upper Souda Valley, double on the defensive side of the ball for the Rams.
Yep.
And it's really difficult to complete a forward pass against those two young men. 6'2", 6'3", sizable. They throw their weight around. They're fast. Third and 10, Redskins outside the 40 of the Rams. Again, play action by Siegel. Looks near side. He's got Hoying in the flat at the 42. And he romps down the near sideline to the 37 or 8 before being flushed out. It'll be 4th and 6 or 7 for the Redskins with 7:04 to go in the 4th. And Upper Souda Valley leading 44-21.
4th down, 7 to go, ball in the 38-yard line.
Tell you what, Chuck, this Rams team, though it will play on the road, week 1 of the playoffs is to be feared in this region.
They're pretty talented, that's for sure.
Play action, Siegel again. He's got to step up in the pocket to elude trouble. He can't do it forever, and he's nabbed back at the 44. Dyer on the sack, and the Rams take over, leading by 23 points with 6:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, we have seen Layman Catholic in this region, obviously Fort Loramie. We've seen Minster in this region. And I tell you what, Upper Souda Valley would stack up very well against Minster. This team, Upper Souda Valley, has got two or three schmeezings on it.
Yeah, they got some players, that's for sure.
Here comes Upper Souda Valley to the line of scrimmage. And no doubt, Moots and company will keep it right on the ground. And this is Sloan. Oh, look at that cavity develop at the line of scrimmage. And the track meet is on. Sloan bursts through near sideline. 45-40. He's going to outrace everybody from the Redskins and take it to the house again. A terrific second half for this Austin Sloan of Upper Souda Valley. Chuck, how long was that one?
57.
Nearly 60 yards on the score. Sloan takes it 57 officially. And you bat your eyes, Chuck, right after the handoff, and you open him back up again, and he's in the end zone.
Well, they coming into the fourth quarter, they were averaging 10 yards a carry. But they have touchdown runs of 62 and 67 and 57, along with touchdown passes of 67, 68, and 44.
Sloan averaging 12 yards per carry on the year coming into this game tonight, and he's probably improved on that average this evening. Here's a fade pattern, far right corner of the end zone on the Rams' try for 2 points after, and it is tipped away by Fort Loramie at the last second, incomplete. Well, believe it or not, for Upper Souda Valley here tonight, a grand total of what, Chuck? 8 touchdowns now? Is that 8 of them? 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, it could be 64 if they would have converted a 2-point conversion.
But 7 missed 2-point conversions. It is 50-21 in favor of Upper Souda Valley with 6:47 to go here in the fourth quarter.
You would have thought they could have handed the ball off to Sloan for all those and had all those points.
Oh, don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right all the time at Goffney Furniture. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and the Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced within your budget. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery plus 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney.
That 2-point conversion there would have got the running clock going, so of course they didn't make it.
Oh, you're right, it would have. Yeah, the lead is swollen to 29, and you're right, at 30 points or more in the second half, The clock doesn't stop. But with the advantage at 29, Upper Soda Valley missed the 2 points after 50-29 Rams. 6:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie scored first in this game. Here's a handoff, a jet sweep by Ward. It is smelled out on the play by Upper Soda Valley, which belts Ward down back at the 25. It's a huge loss on the play of about 8 or 9. Forward progress actually marked a little bit back upfield at the 28. Just over 6 to play in the game, 50-21 in favor of Upper Soda Valley. This was a 32-21 game, Chuck. Fairly late in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie was driving. And since that stop by the Rams, they have tallied 3 pretty quick scores to break this one wide, wide open. And again, I remark, you know, you look at this region of Division 7 and you see Fort Recovery and Covington and Troy Christian and Ada and Minster. These are teams which oftentimes year in, year out are household names in small school Southwest Ohio football. But Upper Soda Valley is going to have to be reckoned with. They will be a real difficult out in the postseason. I think the key to the Rams is going to be health. It's a thin squad in terms of numbers. I think less than 30 Tress. So Coach Josh Spencer's team cannot afford injuries, that's for sure. 9 young men go both ways. It's a high-quality, senior-laden class this year for Upper Soda Valley, but it's a team that is going to be a real force in this region of Division 7 in the postseason playoffs. 4th and 5 Redskins, who punt the football away with 4:46 to go in the fourth. The kick to the far side hits at the 35 and rolls down near the 25. Nate Plyman has done a superb job tonight punting the football, hasn't he?
He has. He might be Clancy's offensive player of the game.
But it doesn't matter where you kick it. No matter what spot on the field, Upper Soda Valley snaps the football from, like lightning, the Rams can score immediately.
Unbelievable, the scoring plays. I don't know if it, they've had four touchdowns of over 60 yards.
My goodness. That's 250 yards on just touchdown plays tonight. Hand off to Sloan, left tackle, stood up, and finally shoved into the ground at the 27. Under 4.5 to go here in the fourth, 50-21 in favor of Upper Soda Valley over Fort Loramie. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, including American Architectural Glass on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to Jason Meyer, his staff, all the associates at AAG Inc., a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA Program, Brook in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, the in-between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney Car Care. These Rushi sponsors, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. New underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast last March. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors on the web with us all season long for Fort Loramie contests. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 2:50 left to go. Upper Soda Valley has a 3rd and 6 inside the Rams 30. Running play, left tackle, and the ball carrier is pounded down at about the 29. Trey Freetag, the fullback on the offensive side of the ball. Excellent blocking back, carried it there. No gain. 4th and 7 for the Rams with 2:20 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie Redskins will finish the campaign next week with a bout here at home against Lima Perry. And Upper Soda Valley, in its closer, has Ridgemont at home. That's a gimme. And should Upper Soda Valley win that one, and they certainly should, the Rams would very well, or could very well, wind up as high as 7th in this region of Division 7 and make the playoffs for the first time in school history. And the win tonight by Upper Soda Valley ensures the Rams of no worse than a tie for the Northwest Central Conference Championship. Again, if the Rams follow suit on this win tonight and defeat Ridgemont next week. Here is Siegel back to throw for Fort Loramie, firing middle of the field. Yes, catch made, 31-yard line of the Rams. The run after the catch down to the 23. Austin Siegel to Darren Turner. Darren caught a big touchdown aerial from Siegel last week against Lehman Catholic. And I agree with what you said early on tonight, Chuck. Siegel, when he throws, is pretty daggone accurate. Redskins don't throw it much, but he is pretty much right on point when he does go up top. He has really matured as a quarterback running the show for the Redskins, who have him back next year. Siegel firing one toward the end zone, back edge. Oh, he comes up with a tremendous catch, 9 yards deep in the end zone. Woo! Wow, was that ever well done. Siegel to Turner, 2 in a row. Couple great pass plays. As Siegel and Turner hook up, they cover, what, some 60 yards and 2 quick strikes, and the Redskins are on the board with a minute 29 to go. I think Austin Siegel heard us talking about him, Chuck. We were giving him compliment after compliment, and he went up top and threw another strike. Turner caught 2 in a row. Redskins line up to go for 2. It's academic at this point, but why not? Rolling right and breaking tackles and running all the way to the end zone for the 2-point conversion is Siegel. Somebody might have gotten a hand on him down at the half-yard line, but he pretty much waltzed in for the 2 points after. 50-29 in favor of Upper Soda Valley. And if the Rams, Chuck, could take a play out of the Redskins' playbook, it might be the run by the quarterback for the 2-point conversion, which the Redskins showed him how to do on that play right there. Upper Soda Valley could be seriously dangerous in the postseason if it could nail down its 2-point conversions.
Well, that's the only thing that you can find negative, because they have 600 total yards in the game. 395 running it, 205 passing.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, Fort Loramie's 2 touchdown marches here in this second half, Chuck, have been very quick ones, real hasty drives in a matter of just 90 seconds or so.
Well, they came out throwing the ball. They only threw it 3 times in the first half. They threw it 15 times here in the second half.
A significant difference in this game that it certainly showed itself over the course of the last 3 quarters was Upper Soda Valley's ability to slow down burning when he ran the football. They controlled
it. They made him work. Mm-hmm. And they scored from every place on the field.
Exactly. Kickoff Fort Loramie with under a minute and a half to go, downed on one knee by Upper Soda Valley at the 37. And this Rams team is not as good defensively as it is offensively, but it did very well tonight after the first quarter to, as Chuck just noted, make the Redskins work really hard for every bit of yardage that Fort Loramie produced on the offensive side of the ball. And Fort Loramie's racked up 29 points here tonight, and given the way Fort Loramie has played defense over the second half of the year, you would have thought that 29 would have put Fort Loramie right in the thick of this game well into the fourth period, but it simply has not, because Upper Soda Valley has been ultra-explosive. Oh, what a high-octane offense here tonight by the Rams. As the clock spins down to a minute to go. 50-29, 21-point lead, Upper Soda Valley.
184 yards throwing the ball tonight for Loramie, which is outstanding, most in the second half. They had 312 total yards. If you have that many and you get doubled up in yards, you had a bad defensive game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure did. And Fort Loramie returns a lot of people next year. I tell you what, this Fort Loramie team's going to be as solid as a rock next season. Austin Siegel back at quarterback. Daniel Burning, however, is a senior. As the final seconds click off the scoreboard, Darren Turner, who's played extremely well, come on in fine fashion over the last half of the year, is a senior. Cody Gasson, a senior. Jake Ward, a senior. Daniel Burning, a senior. Alec Holdhouse is a 12th grader. Tate Shouldis, the offensive center, a senior. Frank Meyer, outstanding offensive and defensive line performer, a senior. Nate Plyman, a senior. Some very good, high-quality seniors will graduate for Fort Loramie and will play their final game next week against Lima Perry here at Fort Loramie High School as the final seconds tick down. And that is it. Redskins drop on the season to a mark of 4-5. Being defeated tonight by Upper Soda Valley by a score of 70-29. The Rams advance on to a mark of 6-3. And no worse than a share of the Northwest Central Conference Championship if Layman Catholic wins its last two games. And, of course, if this Upper Soda team wins again next week at home against Ridgemont, the two clubs, Layman and Upper Soda Valley, will wind up in a dead heat, deadlock to top the standings in the Northwest Central Conference. Layman's only loss being to Fort Loramie, and Upper Soda Valley's only setback being to Layman early in the season when Moots, the quarterback for the Rams, went out in the first quarter. But as I noted, Fort Loramie, with only, about 10 seniors on this football team, but they are high-quality performers. They'll be missed, certainly. One more big game to play next week against Lima Perry. And the Redskins certainly want to win that game to salvage a 50-55-5 campaign. Of course, next year, Fort Loramie moves into the cross-county conference. And won't play Layman Catholic for at least a few years, because Fort Loramie will open with Minster again next year, play Greenan for 2 years in that week two slot. Conceivably in year three, Fort Loramie will be looking for a non-conference foe, and you never know, down the road it might be Layman Catholic, but for all intents and purposes, unless Fort Loramie would play Upper Soda Valley down the road in the playoffs, these two teams will not meet again in the regular season. Could happen in the postseason, but not on the gridiron in the regular season, because the Redskins move to the cross-county conference next year. And after opening games against Minster and Greenan, we'll play Covington and Miami East in games 3 and 4. Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, again, Chuck, a great job turned in by him, his staff, all the players. A number of critical injuries hit the Redskins this year. They tried to overcome them week after week. And were on a course to match six straight wins like a year ago after losing the first four. Couldn't quite get it done. Lost four, won four in a row this year. Were beaten tonight by the Rams of Upper Soda Valley, a terrific high-powered offensive club. No mistake, Upper Soda Valley, the better of these two teams.
Yeah, they certainly were tonight. And if you take a look, I mean, they just all they dominated offensively. I don't know if I've ever seen a team score from on that many long plays, throwing it and running it. It just didn't make any difference. But if for looking at Loramie for the Clancy's player of the game, I think we have to go with Sam Putoff. He had a terrific first half. Didn't call his name so much in the second half, but the game was pretty much out of reach. But Sam Putoff is our Clancy's player of the game.
And what do we have in this game tonight, Chuck? About 1,000 yards total between the two clubs?
912 unofficial yards, yeah. 25 first downs.
And two-thirds of those yards were garnered by Upper Soda Valley.
Yeah.
And it's a team which came into this game tonight with Austin Sloan as the feature running back. But as we noted for our listeners early on, this Moots and Lowry and Rose can make it a pretty potent passing attack too. And they fashioned that tonight. It was a well-balanced attack from Upper Soda Valley. It hit Fort Loramie's defense every which way, and the Redskins, who shut out Lehman Catholic last week, were blitzed by 50 from the Rams tonight. Sam Putoff, as Chuck noted, is our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We understand that Bowser for Sydney, the fine running back, just a junior for the Yellow Jackets, according to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, has broken four school records tonight in the game against Vandalia Butler and is 2 points away from a fifth. Wow, he has had a phenomenal career at Sydney, and he is just a junior. He's got one more year.
He had a terrific game against Piqua. I mean, yep. He was basically the offense in that game.
Yep. Understand that Sydney is losing in that game to Vandalia Butler. Last report, Piqua was ahead of Tippecanoe by 8 points.
I think it was either 8 or, let me see, it was 21-13.
Coldwater was trouncing Anna tonight, 41-0 midway second half. Last report, Minster Versailles, 0-0. Late in that game, no updates since that point in time. Again, Fort Loramie beaten here tonight by Upper Soda Valley. We've got coverage for you next week. Again, much like tonight, it's a championship week football next Friday evening. Playoff berth at stake for Anna. Rockets, I think, despite losing tonight, would have a chance to sneak in with a 6-4 record, but Anna's got to go on the road and beat Minster to do that. Obviously, Minster with a lot at stake. Win or lose tonight against Versailles, Minster can improve its lot in this region of D7, hosting Anna next week. So it's a critical game for both teams, Anna Minster at Minster next Friday evening. A kickoff 7:30. We've got the webcast at 7:05.
And we haven't seen Anna play very well. They've played some good football this year. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten a chance to see it.
No, we've been bad luck for the Rockets, very bad luck for Anna. And hopefully the Rockets can turn the corner next week. I'm not for sure Anna gets in at 6-4. I know 5-5 doesn't make it.
Right.
They lose tonight to Coldwater and then next week to Minster, and Anna is on the outside looking in. 6-4, Anna could get in. Some things would have to happen in their favor. Teams around Anna in this region of D5 would probably have to lose one of the last two in order for Anna to sneak in. But nonetheless, that's an important game next week, Anna-Minster. And we've got the coverage, 7:05 webcast time. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where Upper Souda Valley has defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 50-29. Here's a long bomb by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the 5, out of bounds at the 3. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman.
It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's Giozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5-yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20-0. Oh, what a play by Seth Piozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
3rd and 4 for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business.